still streaming. Holmberg's Morning Sickness. Online at 98kupd.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Good morning, everybody. Hello there. Welcome to Wednesday. Little extra cock for you to start today, Suns fans.
Oh,
hi, my name's John. There's Brady. There's Brett. There he is. Toledo. Is the morning sickness, and it's 5:45. Yep, that's about enough of that, don't you think?
You done being abused?
I am done being abused. I mean, come on.
And I give it to you. You last a long time with her.
Not done yet. I'm still going to go talk to her. I'm going to go talk to her Friday. I'm going to talk to her Friday. Just need a day. I just need a day, Brett. A day or two.
That's true.
To just kind of, what's going on? I mean, you guys are my friends. Do you see anything?
No, not at all.
Yeah. I mean, you haven't said anything the whole year, so I'm, like, I don't, she seems to, like, she shows up and she's, if she didn't love me, why does she keep coming over? Why does she keep being part of this? Just stop. So many other guys I know, like I know I have a friend who was dating the Rockets for a while, and the Rockets just stopped playing. They just stopped being there. I'm like, okay, they don't. Suns just keep, they just keep showing up. And then you're like, oh, okay, I get it. And then they just, and then all they do is pay attention to someone. I don't get it, but I'm going to talk to her Friday. I'm not done yet.
Well, they got that ugly friend, Frank Vogel, that, you know, keeps CB and everything. You know?
I feel like, I don't know. I don't like to judge people.
It's that best friend that just, you know, gets in the way.
It feels like he's sort of a wedge in making me happy. I think he talks to her on the side and, like, makes her question everything. I don't know. It's just so goddamn frustrating to have such a love for something that it feel like, I don't know.
Does it still tingle inside when
it's
you think
there.
About
it's
her?
It's there. You know what? It's doing it now. Because I think of the good times, Brady. I think of the good times.
That's good.
And then I watched them go, nobody. You know, if Chris Berman did that, nobody circles the wagons like the Buffalo Bills. If it was basketball, nobody. Come playoff time, nobody. The bet like the Phoenix Suns. Nobody. And just tell you, Brett, and then Booker and they the bed every year.
Well, on the bright side, it's 12-0 on home teams.
Yeah, the home teams keep winning. that'll change Friday. I mean, it is a, it's not even a roller coaster. It is an expected mess. And again, last night was all the problem. Like I said earlier, get into the playoffs with this team. I've been watching them all year, every game, analyzing. My problem is I'm friends with Kevin Ray, and I have access to the guys doing the broadcast. In hindsight, you don't want that. Because when they start getting frustrated, there's some sort of authority to it. Like, you know, it's like you and I can sit and bitch back and forth, and I'm just an armchair fan. When Eddie Johnson and Kevin Ray are texting, the same crap you're feeling, you're like, all right, there's no denying this. Oh, they're bad. They're so frustratingly bad. And the same problems that have persisted all year are happening in the last two games. No point guard. That was a failed experiment. Turnovers. Lackadaisical play. Just up and down kind of who cares stuff. And it's all, boy, that Matt Ishbia's got a hell of an offseason. Because there's going to be a lot of people just not interested anymore. That was a fun little three-year run, but you've given it up.
Start going through the office right now, Ishbia, and start pantsing people.
Yeah, and also City. Channel 3, I love you. You're doing a great job since they put the Suns on AZ Family. That's the best move in basketball in years. But no more talking about championships. KTAR, no more Suns. Run to the championship. Stop it. Knock it off. Suns run to game 3 of round 1. Doesn't look good. Quit even bringing up championships. You know what their run to the championship is? A 54-year failure. They have never done it. Stop talking about championship. Suns, run to the championship. Oh, no. Suns. The bed in game two, heading home. That's what your bumper should be. Anyway, a little frustrated. Spent a lot of time watching this. But there's no reason to believe this team's consistent starting today. I said it last week. There's absolutely no reason to go into this thing feeling like suddenly they'll figure out how to be consistent. Now they got to win 4 out of 5. It's not happening. And if it does, that crazy bitch is going to bring me back for... She's nuts. And this, by the way, is the best matchup for them. If this is the team that they most likely could beat, boy, oh boy, I don't want to see them up against somebody else. They'll get their asses kicked thoroughly.
But she's so pretty. She's like Margot Robbie. She's standing at my door and I'm like, God, come on in. I know.
That fat friend, though, just keeps...
And then that weird... Yeah. Hair-plugged friend of hers just keeps saying, like, I don't know if you should be with him.
Are you going to go see her in person?
No, I got U-Fest Friday. Luckily, I've got something awesome to do that won't let me down,
heartbreaking.
You know, and this is just really dark, but barring a mass shooting or a fire, that U-Fest can't be worse than the Sunset. The worst I could be is a little disappointed in Motionless and White because I don't know them. Like, I might go and go, they're not very good live. I have to go to know. But I have low expectations because I've never seen them. It's not something I thought, you know, let's go see what they're about. I'm not dating them.
Not setting a high bar.
Well, I'm not banging them. I'm not. The Suns have been just trouncing. Like, I've just, for years, just giving all I got. And then now she's, and I'm looking and she's like kind of just laying there sometimes. And then sometimes she just lays there and I'm like, you're not into it.
Batman said she's more like Amber Heard than Margot Robbie.
Well, she looks like Margot Robbie.
Looks great on the outside,
well,
but...
She looks like Margot Robbie, and then you wake up next to Harley Quinn. You're like, oh, God, what the hell? And then there's a poop in the bed. So there is some Amber Quinn in there. Amber, whatever her name is.
Heard.
Harley Quinn, Amber Heard, Amber Quinn. I like it. But it is tough being a fan of a sports team. I'll tell you what I saw yesterday that's even better. Tom Brady did some sort of a junket thing. How much would you pay to be in a convention hall, a limited amount of tickets? How much would you pay to be with Tom Brady? And it's not crazy. I'll tell you that right off the bat. But they're charging ticket prices. I think a few hundred people got to go in and you got to have some things you own signed. So you could buy things. He said no restrictions on what he's going to sign. How much would you pay to just go spend 15 minutes with Tom Brady in a room?
Couple $100.
Yeah, okay. You got some, about, a couple hundred. $3,600 was the ticket. I personally wouldn't pay anything to be with a guy, well, Tom Brady especially, but even like a Steeler, I'm not going to pay. They show up. You'll eventually, whatever. But if I'm a big collector, and whatever, so they paid $3,600, and all of them are disappointed because Tom, the first thing the guy comes on, and this happens every time, and I've told you in the past, all your heroes are assholes. They don't want to meet you. Keep that in mind every time you're dropping $3,000. He does not want to meet you, or he wouldn't be charging you $3,000. First thing, a guy grabs a mic.
Everybody, thanks for coming out tonight. Mr. Brady doesn't want to be touched. No shaking hands. Please, no shaking hands. And if possible, just keep the line moving. Anything you have to be signed, hand it to his assistant, and he'll get him to Tom Brady. Thanks for coming. Thanks for the money.
So $3,600. There's a few hundred people in the room. This one guy bought over $100,000 of merchandise to have signed.
Oh,
because they said no restrictions. Now, some of that stuff is like $10,000-$15,000, you know,
jerseys, like that,
yeah, big items. He put post-it notes on each one with directions on where he wanted it signed. He hands it to the assistant, who's just ripping the post-it notes off and looking right at him, like, no, this is gonna. Tom signs where he wants. And then Tom also said, without restrictions, except for cards. I don't sign cards. So dude's standing there with, like, Tom Brady cards are, like, out of luck completely. So Tom Brady's not even trying. They showed one of the autographs. He might as well just made an X. He's just scribbling something. And one guy's like, I can't even get this authenticated. There's no proof I could have done this. He's just scribbling. You need to be better, Tom. See you, folks. And Tom leaves, and I'm dying. Like, well.
There you go.
One born every minute. Never. This is a. Honest truth, ever pay to meet your heroes. Now, if they're putting on a show, like when William Shatner did that thing down at the Orpheum I was lucky enough to host, he charged you tickets, showed you the Wrath of Khan, and then spent an hour answering questions. That was awesome. And then after, did a little meet and greet for the people who did pay a little extra, but it was a picture and a handshake. Yeah, there's Tom Brady. Looks wow. like that. Those are the signatures. You found the article. It was hilarious.
Oh, I'd be pissed.
He did not care. That doesn't say Tom Brady. That says Ale.
Yeah.
He didn't care at all. And they wouldn't let you take, like, you're not anywhere near him really while he's doing the autograph, so there's no photograph. Pretty great. One guy had a draft ticket to the year Tom Brady was drafted. And he wanted that autographed, and Tom basically went slash over the top of it with a Sharpie and moved on. The shoe, this is all the same stuff. The shoe was like just a scribble. It looks like he ruined it. Man. One of Tom's actual cleats. There's the Tom. That one I could see being Tom
not
Brady.
Not bad. That's not. It's still kind of half-assed.
It's garbage, yeah. But again, that's on you. That's the same as the Suns being on me. People saying, oh, you shouldn't. Same as that. Suns are on me. I spent all the money to go watch them and be part of the season. I took the risk knowing that this team might not be good, right? She's a whore. I'm dating a whore. Because every once in a while, she just lays there for me and then seems to put this show on for everyone else. And I feel like I'm dating a whore. We've all been around a whore and we're like, she's fun, but yeah. Sometimes she's not that fun. And sometimes I feel like she's only fun so other people notice. Ugh. That never pay, ever pay. Who would you come close to paying for? Out of all the people.
Oh, like Sinatra or something like that. Yeah, I mean, he's dead, obviously, right. But
Sinatra.
Pacino.
You'd pay like $3,000 maybe. To be in a room with Sinatra.
Sinatra, yeah.
See, to me.
Sinatra, I would.
You're going to be disappointed.
There's no one.
I don't feel it either. Because I know for a fact I'd put that $3,000 down with expectations that it's going to be special. That this person that I've admired for however long is now going to be in a room. And I think, like, you know, when I asked Gene Simmons, who I have really no interest, I'm like, hey, I spend the $6,000 to go to your record a song with me camp. Are we going to be friends? We get to go to dinner? How fast did he say no? I mean, it was immediate.
At least he's straight about it.
Right. It was a one-word answer. And then maybe I wouldn't be disappointed.
Yeah.
Gene, if I come up there, I'm going to spend the money. We're going to hang out. Vegas. Are we going to be pals? Do we get to go to dinner? No. I mean, it was so quick.
I'm curious to see, you know, the only other one that would say that people pay big money for the, you know, auction items where you either go to lunch with the celebrity
right.
or play a round of golf with them. Mm-hmm. Even those, I wonder how the feedback on that is. I mean, there obviously is going to be a couple of people involved.
It depends on the star, because I had a friend who got into one of those with his company, and I can't remember his celebrity. It was a good name, too. It was a big one. It was Dude was a Redskins fan. It wasn't John Riggins. It was somebody, though, from the good Redskins.
Yeah.
And he brought a friend. And they rode together and talked the whole time. They ignored everybody. It was like $4,000 or $5,000 to have this dude play in your foursome. And you got to cover everything. Everything else, like that was just to have him.
He had to pay, too?
It was like $10,000 to be part of this thing. I think it was in California, but it was in Gilroy, California.
The garlic capital.
Somehow or another.
That's what it is. The garlic capital of the world. Gilroy, yeah.
This guy.
It is.
That's the most Italian you've ever been. And that's what it
is. Never miss it.
It's a garlic capital. You've got a festival and everything.
They do.
Ooh. It wasn't John Riggins for the sake of argument. It was, though. And he spent a ton of money for that. It was Charles Mann.
Oh, man.
It was Charles Mann, former Washington Redskins. Very good player.
Yeah.
And he brought a buddy. And he and his friend hung out the whole time and basically were like, don't talk to us. Didn't say it, but you got the vibe right away that Charles was there with his friend. And you bought him and his pal a round of golf for $5,000, and he signed a couple of your towels at the end. It's inevitable. You're going to be disappointed.
But I hear that, about, and some people will be pissed about this, but I hear that about every time people go to Maynard's wine signings.
Oh,
like, he's just if you won't even look at you.
No.
Don't mention Tool.
Yeah.
You know, just a prick.
The second somebody grabs a mic and says, don't shake his hand.
Yeah.
Just go to the front and go, I want my money back. This isn't going to get better from here. There's nothing about this that just starts getting great.
And I understand some of it. You know, if there's 800 people looking to get signed.
Well, then you should have put a limit on that.
That's what he said.
Yeah.
Exactly. That's what he said. No limits. We're selling a certain amount of tickets. That should be in his brain saying, I got 800 things to sign today. But 800 times 3,600 is a big fat payday for somebody. Plus, whoever put this event on wasn't Tom Brady. They paid him an upfront fee to be part of this.
Yeah.
And they kept all the money and sold merch. They made a lot of money that day.
I'm saying, like, on any of those deals, that is a big mistake, the no restriction. But the deals where people go in to sign and there's They're just lined up. I understand the rule of, hey, he's going to sign it, or they're going to sign it, and you move on.
Right.
Because they got to get to everyone.
Moving fast. I get that.
Yeah.
That's fine. But give me 2 seconds, and don't make it so I have to hand all my stuff to an assistant first.
It's so easy.
And then stand somewhere else and then get my things back. And then, by the way, no handshaking. If I was at a restaurant with you, and we're sitting there, and I'm like, oh, Kurt Warner, I know him. Want to meet him?
Sure.
Give me $2,000. He'd be like, what an asshole. No,
and no limit.
No.
And what do you want signed?
And he'll sign stuff. Otherwise, stay here. And then we're walking over after you just handed over 20 Benjamins. And I'm like, thanks, buddy. By the way, don't look at him and don't shake his hand. Also, if you have anything to sign, give it to me first. Go stand over there. What? But how am I meeting him? You're not. You're going to stand adjacent to me talking to him.
You're going to be breathing the same air.
Yeah, exactly. And we talked about that a couple weeks ago as I watched Larry, our beautiful Larry, busting his ass to try to get meet and greets for fans. And he slams the phone down and he goes, I don't understand. Like, it's the band absolutely says they've never done meet and greets. And he said, but the last time we had them here, they did them. And I'm like, can you blame them? We're the ones who ruined that. And he goes, but wouldn't it be neat? I mean, they should say thanks to the fans. And I'm like, no, they're saying thanks by putting on the show for us. I
they're here to perform. That.
I understand.
They're hired.
Not wanting to meet all of the weirdos. I get it. But if I'm going to charge them money, I'm putting on a show for them. I'm going to be hobnobbing and totally nice. There's plenty of events you can go to where you can end up meeting those guys. Just go to any Super Bowl bar. Go to a town where there's a Super Bowl. You'll spend less money. Go to the town where there's a Super Bowl. Find a bar, and those dudes are standing around like crazy.
You know, the other thing is that there's more and more of the meet and greets that are charging.
Oh, yeah.
And so the other bands are like, why am I going to do
right.
that?
Because they've had it with us.
Yeah.
We act goofy all the time. So they figure if you paid for it, you're not going to try to be a clinger. And plus, they're in control. It's an event where they can control things rather than just meet you. I'm going to meet you. This guy says, ask Brady how much he would pay to meet Famous Dave. That is true. That's probably a guy that would. Yeah, Famous Dave's in town. And
I missed him.
I don't get
at
that.
At one barbecue festival. He stopped by the tent, the Famous Dave, and yes. he left his autograph saying, keep on doing what you're doing, Famous Dave.
He signs it, Famous Dave?
Yeah.
He signed that for you?
Yeah.
Or just generally walking by?
I was at the tent, and he was going by the other tents, you know, saying hi to people.
Two of my favorite things that happened ever. The old Suns, under the bleachers used to be a VIP section. If you had front row seats, a friend of mine used to get them all the time, and I'd go. Part of the deal with the Suns, this is back in the early, the aughts. We'll call them the aughts. 2005, 6, something like that. The Suns used to have to walk out of the arena by a select group of people that had the front row leather seats. And if they had things to sign, they were on a table. You stood behind the thing you wanted signed, and they'd walk by and sign it. But you put it down for the, like, you'd see them coming and, like, oh, there's Steve Nash or there's Amari Stoudemire. Put your things down and hope they'd sign that. The table was about, I've told this before, but it's very funny. The table is about 4.5, 5 feet tall. So you're sticking up. I'm 6 feet tall, so I'm sticking up a foot. Megan was standing next to me. She's 5'6", 5'7". She's 7 inches higher than the table. Boobs higher. Like, just boobs could rest on the table.
Shelf. Right?
Steve Nash, about 6'2", 6'1". We're not that different. He's walking by. I just bought a hat for a friend, and I had it on the table. I didn't know the rules. And I'm like, hey, Nash, you want to sign my the cans here? And I point to Megan's cans and I didn't say it. She did. And I just pointed to him. She goes, will you sign my chest? And he goes, I would if my daughter wasn't standing right next to me, because he's like a 6-year-old girl standing right next to me. He didn't. Like, you couldn't see her because she was. And then he grabs my hat and he signs it. I'm like, hey. Ah, oh, you ruined it. I didn't want him to sign the hat. It was a gift for someone else. Like, to wear.
Added bonus.
So it was on the table. I'm like, and he just kept walking. And I'm like, I can't blame him. Like, I'm the idiot who put it down and everybody. Now I got a Steve Nash autograph that I didn't want. But, yeah, and he wouldn't sign cans in front of his daughter. Now, that was the crucial difference.
Like, I'll sign the Cucks hat.
I would if my daughter wasn't here, which means, yeah, I would you rotten if I didn't have a little tattletale standing next to me. So, yeah, never meet your heroes for money, especially. This guy says $3,000 I can bring back Hitler. Since Brady doesn't hate him, we can find out if they have anything in common.
Watch him paint.
That's different. If you're going to raise the dead for real, like, you know, you've got evidence that you can do it, not some weird, you know, only one guy medium can talk to him and I have to listen through. If, like, Hitler showed up or, you know, you could do it and it's like he's animated and there's a body and all that, I'm in. I might pay for that because that's like a breakthrough in science and that would be, that's like going to a, on a rocket. That's actually a thing. But meeting Tom Brady, you could do that accidentally. And you know what it causes to me, these pay-to-meet guys, is causes stalkers. Because a lot of people are like, I'm not spending $3,600. I know where he lives. And you just kind of follow Tom Brady around until you finally. Because if you're willing to pay $3,600 to be with him, you're probably going to find him somewhere looking. You're probably out there peeking, you know. There's a lot of weird going on out there. I wouldn't trust.
I think it's if I could get the 1998 Ohio State Michigan game card ticket, you know, ticket to that game.
Who was in that? Sign
the, that's he lost 31-16.
Who did?
Tom Brady.
Oh, is that his thing? Oh, yeah. I see what
and
you're doing.
Put that item in there. That'd be funny to see his reaction.
That's good stuff. To go in and hate Tom Brady in person, pretty good. But ultimately, it's hard to do that to Tom Brady since.
Yeah, he's
big whoop. I've got seven Super Bowl trophies.
And what he's done,
right?
And yeah, he's.
You think my little loss to Ohio State, your cute little glorified high
little
school?
Jab. Yeah. Let me show you the other ones.
Totes adorbs. Let me go. I'm going to need help moving my seven trophies over to your joke.
Couldn't get past the Buckeyes.
Didn't need to.
He was 4-1 his record overall, but 1-1 as a starter.
Ah-ha-ha. Who was the quarterback that was beating him all the time?
No, he, yeah, who had the other?
You don't remember the mid-90s Ohio State quarterback that clobbered, or that was getting, yeah, the Michigan quarterback. Yeah, well, Tom Brady was the backup.
I don't remember the losses so much.
Yeah, why conveniently. Yeah, they're not, they're, they should, though, because a good argument, there aren't that many. Till recently, till recently. Yeah. Now they can't get over the hump. Anyway, stop paying to meet your heroes. But it was pretty funny. And then, you know, his autograph. It is what it is. You can't get upset that it wasn't a perfect Tom Brady autograph. Yeah, I would have. I don't buy into that stuff. Those things are scary to me. We had that one. Well, you've been in plenty of golf tournaments where they just assign you a celebrity.
Yeah.
And I've actually watched people, like, you know, waiting to meet their celebrity and they've never heard of them. And then it's very disappointing because you'll get a few where you're like Kurt Warner, Larry Fitzgerald, Shane Doan, like local ones. And they go down the list and then you're sitting in a cart with what? Who are you?
Special teams with the LA Rams.
Yeah. I had a 10-day contract with the Suns in 2008. Oh, Alex Lynn. Ah, nuts.
I was so excited one year. My buddy buys the foursome, invites me to go. Cool. Who are we playing with? George Foster.
The Cincinnati Reds, New York Mets, George Foster.
We show up, we get on the tee, we warm up, ready, go get on the number one tee. Sorry, guys, George isn't going to make the honor. Evidently, he said he forgot his golf clothes.
Clothes?
Yeah, he didn't have a golf shirt.
They have a
pro shop
pro
here.
Shop, yeah.
Just say he's not coming.
George, see, George
he had to
is
turn around and go get his stuff.
George
he's
forgot his
it.
Clothing today.
Yeah, his golf clothes.
He didn't know he was going. He dressed. He was going to do a costume change. Oh, that's disappointing.
Evidently,
the worst.
I was excited.
The day I invented in my head, never meet your heroes. My friend Steve Miller and I went to El Dorado Lakes, which is a dump golf course.
Oh,
not even a nice place. It's okay. It's a track. It's a muni. Go over and it's March. It's kind of cold outside. It's a little windy. And so we're hanging out, and there's just two of us. We thought, you know, today's a good day. Nobody's going to be out there. Plus, we can challenge ourselves with this wind.
Miller twosome to be joined by the Banks twosome.
Oh, crap. Two other idiots. And these two old dudes start walking towards us. I'm like, that's Billy Williams. That's Chicago Cub Billy Williams. I'm like, oh wait a second. Behind what? Him is Ernie goddamn Banks.
No.
Yeah. So Ernie and Billy are playing one of the worst golf courses in Mesa for some reason on the same day. I guarantee you, if we said two words outside of hello to each other the whole day, we couldn't talk to them. I would say, hey, great shot, Mr. Banks. And I'm calling him Mr. Banks. I'm a huge Cubs fan. Good.
Good.
I mean, there was no interaction.
Really?
None. In fact, we got to a point where Billy and Ernie played, like, teed off on a whole. We weren't done with the last one yet. They just moved on without us. And we kind of, we'd catch them and stand on the tee box completely unloved and unwanted. We only played nine that day. I'm like, this is embarrassing. Didn't get an autograph. Didn't have the guts to ask. Didn't. This was like 1993, 92. The most disappointing.
Mr. Cub.
Mr. Cub, man. And Billy Williams. I mean,
oh, I can't.
Didn't want to do anything with us.
Actually, they said Mr. Williams Twosome to play with the Miller Twosome.
I'm like, hey, we're getting a couple others. And I'm like, all right.
Who's the black guys?
Oh, a couple of black guys coming at us. I don't know.
Do you rap, sir?
Yeah. This was pre-Tigers. We're like, they're probably terrible at golf. Actually, pretty good, actually. Billy was good. I don't remember Ernie. I just remember being in awe of it. And Ernie just didn't, he wasn't mean. He wasn't there for us. He didn't want, and for Ernie Banks and Billy Williams to agree to pair up with strangers is mind-boggling. He did it.
We got paired with a single one time. The guy played probably 15 years. I am trying to remember his name. But the other guy that he, it was a pleasant surprise because the other guy that we're golfing with, I worked with, but he's kind of a jerk. Okay. And we kept doing the golf clip to the bag.
Oh, yeah.
Where the bag, you take off the golf cart.
Golf cart.
The golf cart takes off. Ooh. The bag falls down.
Yeah.
We did it like four times.
To the guy, to thinks, the jerk?
Or to to the jerk.
Okay.
And we let the other dude, the baseball player, in on it. And he's dying. Thinks it's the funniest thing. The whole time, the guy that I work with thinks he's got a broken cart. Four times on the front nine. So he goes to the clubhouse at Orange Tree and says, get me a cart that works. This strap keeps coming undone.
Who was the jerk? Come on.
Levine was his last name.
I see what he's doing here. One of my people.
So on number 18 at the, this is about, it happened two more times in the back nine. And in fact, one time the guy, the baseball player, unclipped it himself. He's like, I'm getting in on this.
Yeah. You didn't know who it was? You still don't know?
And I knew who it was when I played with him. I'm like, I recognize the
welcome
name.
To the world of a Brady story.
Man, I'm,
we have no idea who the participants are. And God knows how this
Willie
is going to
Mays.
End. All right, that's just a lie, but I like it. Run with it. Run with Willie Mays. It's better than the blankness that you're including. And that's the end of the story? An unknown
Where's
baseball
the finish? The best part was the last clipping.
Uh-huh.
There was a leak on the 18th fairway, so it was all water.
Flooded.
And the bag just hydroplaned across the thing, and he was livid. Never knew. Yeah. Just thought he got two bad golf carts.
That's right.
Never coming back to this place. We end up playing with a baseball player a couple more times.
Who? The unknown man.
Who? My best friend. My man.
I don't know, Brett. It's April. It's a little early, but I'd like to submit that as worst story of the year.
My man.
Oh, nope. The Frank Caliendo. Frank Caliendo. Toledo, start that. The worst story of the year award. Frank Caliendo's Nathan Sutherland Sleep All Night Award. It's Nathan Sutherland's girlfriend. I forget her name, but we'll name that one after her.
And I played with my brother that day. And
all right.
Don't ask me his name.
Tom? I remember Tom. Is
Tom, that's
Tom,
it.
Tom Brady? No, I don't remember his name. All right, I know that there are others, and I know there will be others. That one's in the running. We'll play them all. We'll play them all in December. That is the worst story of the year, Warren. What are you looking at?
No way.
How can you Google this story? You thought someone would text you the answer to your story?
Yeah.
Maybe it's the ball player that he doesn't remember.
Time out. It was your brother, you.
It wasn't my brother. I was just making that up. I don't remember my brother's name.
Who else was there? Levine, the jerk. Who was your guy?
Doug King.
Oh, Doug was there. Doug might remember.
Doug tells a hell of a story. I bet you if Doug told you.
Can we get Doug on the phone? I want the story.
I'll text him.
Don't bother, Doug. You're just going to confuse yet another man. Sorry about that, everybody. But that is 424. That's today.
And one more story.
614 is when it sort of ended. The and Frank Caliendo, Nathan Sutherland, Sleep All Night, Worst Story of the Year Award goes to Brady. Who was in it? Don't know. How did it end? It didn't. On the heels of never meet your heroes, let me tell you this. Oh,
here's the point.
The point is,
oh, Christ,
man.
There's more?
Enjoyed himself.
I played 15.
He was engaging.
Yeah, I hope it's
he
Hank Aaron.
With
I hope I dummy's so self-absorbed that Hank Aaron was in on it with him.
I forgot his name. He had a big career.
I'm sorry, Mr. Bonds.
7'15", 7'15", but he looked like all the other players to me, if you know what I mean.
I played with so many. I just
that's right. They all start blending together. It's like being in China. Yep. Yeah, Toledo. Earmark that. And consider yourselves blessed, listeners. You were here for the invention of worst story of the year.
Blessed or cursed?
That's true.
The jury's
well,
out on
there's
one.
You know. Good thing Brady's.
Were you keeping up with it?
Good thing Brady's.
I've created the golden watermark. Yeah. All we're going to do is put it on that, anything that comes out for it.
It is. And that, I want a whole, I want like a car for that one. That was, I knew it about halfway through when his head went down. Like,
I don't remember anybody involved in this story. What was I telling this story for again? No reason. I'm going to keep doing it.
Ball player.
Flipping the bag.
Brady, remember my story of Ernie Banks and Billy Williams coming up with me and my friend Steve Miller?
You had names.
Yeah, and they wouldn't talk to us, and I was like, oh, massive disappointment. Here are three examples of why. And then I gave them beginning, middle, end, interest in the middle. Yours was?
Some unnamed baseball player and a guy I didn't like.
Guy was very engaging, quite the opposite.
Quite the opposite.
He said his name
of my
20
story.
Times. I yeah. remember the team he
Not
played for. Can't remember the guy's name.
Beginning, middle, end. And then flowers in the middle. Dress it up. Put some color in it. And I didn't like. I put color in mine. Not,
yeah.
Not the way Brett says, but you know what I mean.
Well,
and
you did.
And I did. It was Ernie
yeah,
Banks.
Played, yeah,
that's true. There was color in mine. Mine was a colored story.
Was yours, Brady?
Yes.
You're also there. All right, shut up, Brett. Man, that's a lot. It happened today, Brett. We should have had this award going the whole time. We have guest of the year. We have S bag of the year.
I could have been better off. Sorry, I was playing golf with a Jew, you, a black.
Yeah,
and
yeah you could have. And you could have just not told the story. Also, I mean, I'm glad you did because it led to this. But I mean, you could have just said, "I don't have anything to add here."
A Jew, a black walked into the golf course.
I got nothing to add here,
which is a surprise because where I grew up, that wasn't allowed. So I see Levine and the black come walking towards me. I'm like, this is a lot different than Sciota.
Yeah, right. Well, worst story of the year award, Brady Bogan. I have a feeling you're going to be nominated.
Oh, wait.
You're going to be nominated
wait,
a couple
there's
more.
There's more. No, we're in April.
Yeah. Oh, no. We got 7.5 months left for you to do this again. There's going to be a couple more. Don't you hate that as a human being, though, when you're in the middle of a story and you realize, uh-oh, I got nowhere to go with this one.
Well, I realized that even going into it, like thinking, oh, it'll come to me.
Yeah, the name.
When I started talking about it.
That's bad. Don't start a story where it hinges on it'll come to me. That's just advice. If a story has, the names are going to come eventually, but here's a story of some gray faces I don't remember the names of. Anyway. Never meet your heroes. And if Brady ever, again, the zoo thing being free this weekend was the best thing ever. You got to meet Brady, but it didn't cost you a penny.
He didn't get the high fan.
A high suggestion on that one would be to just start making something up. The worst story of the year award should be named the Donnell Rawlings and Son podcast story of the year. I like that, Kevin Haskey. Nice job. Frank Caliendo's Donnell Rawlings and Son podcast story of the year. No one knows what you're talking about. You had a whole city. But that's the good thing, though. You don't even realize you had the whole city in your chubby palm of your hand. Waiting for information, waiting for something.
My man over here and my man over here.
Much like the people who went and paid for Tom Brady, they left disappointed.
No limits in signing.
No limits. Please don't shake hands with Brady. He won't remember you.
Hey, my man. What's up, soldier? I came, commandant.
You don't know my name, do you?
Sure I do. Remind me.
We did fan.
Yeah,
we had some big fans in Tucson yesterday.
Here we go. Could it be a twofer? Go on.
I hope so.
Kirby had a tennis match.
Oh, that's right. You had to drive to Tucson.
Bush Ridge.
Why couldn't you have forgot that story?
Yeah, no
kidding. You remember that one.
Let's see if this goes somewhere.
The lady comes up to me. watching her daughter, and she's like, just want to let you know.
Wait a minute. Change the way you said that. This lady comes up to me watching
her
daughter.
We're watching our daughter's playing tennis match. Her daughter is playing a different match.
Okay.
They're playing singles.
Too much.
Kirby's playing another opponent.
Tennis.
She comes up and is like, we listen to you every day. Love the Brady Report.
Great.
And her daughter's playing. My daughter's name is Brady.
How about that?
I'm the namesake. They grew up listening the whole time, and they said, we're calling our daughter Brady after you.
Is it possible he's going
Shannon,
to top himself?
This isn't as good as the first one, but it's
bad.
Up there.
It's up there.
It's a bad one, but.
She introduces me to two other daughters. Every day we drive in, we listen to the Brady Report.
I swear to God, there better be a alien at the end of this.
So then Kirby has to play Brady.
Oh, no kidding. So they matched up.
Yep. Kirby lost.
All right.
8-5. She won singles, lost to Brady, and I told her.
Wait a minute. She won, but then she lost?
She played singles, a different opponent, and then played Brady and her partner.
Oh, a doubles match.
And doubles.
Oh, okay. And then got beat. All right.
And she learned.
Oh, God, you're still going. When will you learn?
You never
meet
win against a Brady.
Oh, that's true. Okay. All right. It had an ending. It wasn't a favorable one, but it had an ending.
Nah, it wasn't as good as the first one.
That's another thing about storytelling, Brady. Not much of the audience cares for high school girls tennis. If that's the power. Unless one of them, like, kills the other one with a racket. That's not really tennis. That's a melee.
It is the second female Brady I've met.
The story is you drove to Tucson to watch high school girls play tennis. And I got to hand it to you because I don't love anything that much at all to care what happens to them in a recreational sporting league that drags my ass to Tucson, Arizona in the middle of the week. No. The kid takes the bus, plays some Tucson tennis, comes home, and I find out the results there. I do not care to see it. That's a level of love I will never experience and frankly don't want to. Something I love is in Tucson. My love for them diminishes midway through that sentence once I hear is in Tucson.
Ugh. That's what Shannon said, who lives down there. She goes, I came down here for U of A and
stay?
Met my husband and stayed. And
you can leave.
I told her that. You can get out.
What, does your husband have an ankle bracelet? He can't leave the county? Get out. But you, driving to Tucson, I mean, if I'm Kirby and if I'm Kirby's dad, that day Kirby doesn't feel so good. She's staying home. But I really need this match. Yeah, you know. It's not, trust me, it's not that important. Not at all.
At least it was played at a resort.
Yeah, that's nice.
Didn't have to go to downtown or anywhere near that.
And if you do have stories for Brady where you're going to talk to him about it, try to keep the names limited to just being other people named Brady. He'll remember that. That seems to be something that stays in the back. People are worried about you. And you know what's going to happen later in the show, Brett? Later in the show.
Out of the blue.
Out of the blue, he's just going to shout out, Clint Allen Hill! That's going to happen.
You got one up there.
Thank you, bro. Oh, I got another friend.
Second one, I don't know what the first one was.
Hopefully it's from a doctor. this one says, what's the over-under? Brady has at least two more stories this week for that category. I won't go that far, but he's got a front runner. This one says, I met a celebrity once years ago. His name is John Holmberg. He was doing a thing called Homeless for the Holidays at Hooters on Bell. It's no longer there. What a disappointment, though. I didn't realize how big his Jew nose was.
Well, that's... Now, that's a story.
Not a good ending to his story, at least for me. I met Dick Butkus once. He was the nicest man and didn't mind sitting and chatting with us fans. I was at that... There was the Suns, and there's a reason I don't remember this guy's name, because he was a nobody. He played for the Lakers for 2 years in the 70s. But the table, everybody who bought a table to this charity event got an NBA player. And I'm looking over, and there's Tom Chambers, and I mean, John Calipari was at one of the tables. So he had it was the NBA Hall of Fame. And Calipari's at a table. Colangelo's at a table. You got dudes all over the place. I look over, and I'm like, who's our guy? And raises his hand. Couldn't have been a nicer dude, but he might as well have been just some German professional. He had nothing. And I'm like, wow. And he goes, I know, you guys got strapped with the worst one.
He said that?
Yeah. Oh, he knew. But he told stories about like Kareem Abdul-Jabbar coming to the Lakers and things like that. It was interesting. And he made the most of it, but it was still like, ugh, we got robbed.
Imagine being at one of those and you got Barkley and Jordan, this and that. And then you get Sam Bowie.
Oh, great, thanks. I got questions for Sam Bowie, though.
This raising says, money for the Hall of Fame, too. Right?
Oh, yeah. Raising, and it was the weirdest event ever. So Brady can remember the name, address, and what he ate at every restaurant he's gone to, but can't remember the name of a coworker and a pro athlete. Brady had a stroke. Yeah, no question that day. He was two over par. Two strokes. Yeah, strong. We'll put it in the archive. You might be hearing that in December. And then voting for Frank Caliendo's Nathan Sutherland's Put Him to Sleep Story of the Year. That's a good one right there. No names, no real good memories, no ending. But a dude,
we worked out two of the names.
A dude named Levine who's a real jerk. Who? Doesn't matter. We're going to get a cool washcloth for Pop, and we're going to get right back to it. If you got a wake-up song for us, 585-9800, a good one, and we'll scream it together. It's 98 KUPD. Wake up!
Arizona's most powerful rock radio station.
He said, fully erect. 98
KUPD. All these crazy alien stories can't be true, can they? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
Still streaming. Holmberg's Morning Sickness. Online at 98kupd.com.
Thank you, Mike and the Molotovs. And guy says, I want to believe somewhere on this planet there's an ex-baseball player talking about how he played golf with Andy Reid years ago, but had the worst day because his clubs kept falling off the golf cart. That would be a nice thing, but Brady has now remembered the end of his story. Brady, would you like to
tell?
Yeah, it turns out.
Right after these messages.
Yes, Brady's decided to add a little sadness to a story that would never end. Go on, Brady. Tell us the end to your story now that you remembered who it was or looked up who it was.
I played with him two more times after that. Tony Phillips was his name.
Second baseman.
And he died of a heart attack in 2016.
He's dead now.
At the age of 56.
And actually, I just looked it up, too. What he died of, he poured gasoline and started himself on fire once just outside a golf course. It was
right after the last round.
Terribly sad story.
We blame him.
We've all seen the movie Airplane, and whenever Stryker told the story, it's remarkably similar to what happened to the listener that Brady did. And somebody also said, I think Brady misunderstood the meaning of drag time story hour. It's actually supposed to be guys in dresses, not a story that drags on for hours. That's a good point. And a Nick defends you, Brady. He says, does Brady ever defend himself when you guys turn the mics off and go, hey, F you guys, that was a good story. I feel bad for Pop. No, he doesn't, because he knows, deep down, it's a ball-busting thing when it's real. It's a real thing. I've got this email to get through.
No.
It's a long one, but it's a good one, and it's proof that this little show helps everyone, really, I think. If you listen, if you weren't...
That's a bold statement you're making right there.
If you weren't an angry bitch, you'd actually hear some meaning and logic in the words said, not necessarily in Brady's stories, but in all the other stories that the words and the logic sort of add up and create this tapestry of normalcy, if you just listen. It says, Dear John, please don't use my name, but I have to tell you, I agree with you completely on so many levels that I needed to reach out. Yesterday, you said that if you're a trans, you should be able to pass as the thing you want to be. Don't be a weirdo. If you make people uncomfortable with your appearance, refine it. If you're a furry, leave your fur suit at home. If you don't want to cause problems, grow a cool beard. Do your hair in a way that could be unique or fun. As a rule, don't confuse new people in your life that are overwhelmingly reactive or dumb. That's the general population. It's basically what we've been saying. If you're a furry and you're dressed as a furry and you get a job interview, don't blame the guy who's interviewing you that you didn't get the job. Then it says, I've been cross-dressing for the greater part of my life, John, and I love being cute and smelling nice. Yes, this is from a man, by the way. but I won't go out in public because I know the attention, good or bad, is a violation or is not a true validation of who I am. I've included a picture for your review. You are apparently a gatekeeper of ideas that soak the valley, and I sincerely trust your opinion. I soak the valley with thought.
Oh, I was thinking of soaking. I was like,
I'm soaking with Phoenix. I won't get you pregnant. By the way, if I ever had a band, I'd call it Ghost Loads. Back to what I'm talking about. I may be considered, that's a good name. Then the new EP is called Soak the Valley. I may be considered trans, but I do like my dick. I was a little sad yesterday when you mentioned that sometimes you don't like yours. I'm a big believer if you embrace it, it'll grow. Well, give it a try. I've done some serious embracing of that thing in a long time, and it's not showing any strength. At that point, I know I'm not a trans, maybe just a gay. These are things that you have helped me realize. The reference to the chocolate LeBaron has made me sure to remain clean and tight at all times. Exercise. Make an effort if you're going to put that thing out there. Over the last few years living alone, I learned to embrace the things in me that promote intimacy, even if that's just sharing a meal with someone and enjoying it. Honesty and self-worth. I'm divorced. My wife knew about my cross-dressing the whole time, and she sort of accepted it till we got divorced, then it became a problem. I decided to embrace my feminine side more after and just try to be more myself. I'm not sure why people like me tend to trauma dump on you and the show and share intimate details of our lives, but if I think about it, it's because you're rational, and it always seems to come from a strange radio guy place of love for his or her audience. You love those that have no love sometimes, and it gives us hope for the day ahead or tomorrow. Listen to all the joy we're bringing. Terrestrial radio is truly and honestly a beautiful thing. Never stop being great. How could I not read this email on the air? This is great stuff.
Love saves lives.
That's, but it isn't love. I told him no love. I said judgment and dismissal. That's actually
not what he's saying.
No, that's exactly what he's saying. You read between the lines, Brady. You're missing the point. He sent me a picture so I can judge him and say whether or not he should dress up in public, which is what I said. I will be the gatekeeper of whether or not you're a good trans. Show me a photo. Let me stand at the red velvet rope and see if you get in the club. You can't look like a man in a wig and a dress. So judgment and you need to try harder. Nobody's given that. Nobody's judging them. They're just all are welcome. It says, once again, these are the things that you've helped me realize and rationalize to a point where I accept them. I've recently started an OnlyFans. Oh, my God. I'm amazed at the support I'm receiving from people interested in what I do on a Friday night. And all I want to do is make art and have lots and lots of sex. It's funny how if you reach out to people the right way, things tend to work out. I'd share my name for OnlyFans, but I like to consider myself a classy whore, so I'll just keep the ghouls away. Here's my picture, meat and potatoes. Do I pass? It has no filters. Tell me what I'm doing wrong. Could I be more attractive? My life has only improved since getting divorced and listening to what smart men have to tell me. That's true for everybody, really.
Yeah, mine did the first term, yeah.
Women are crazy sometimes, and dating in 2024 isn't what it should be. 20 years ago, it was different, men, women, or otherwise. I'd like to find a nice man that knows how to get stuff done, keep a house clean, take care of the dogs, cook a delicious dinner every night, and make sure my man has loads of, clouding his ambitions. C word in there. The yummy. He wants to shoot yummy in a man.
Celery.
All the time. Mm. If you share this on the email, please call me Joe. I started out as a short email, but I was expanding my thoughts. I'll stop. Be good. Take care of the boys. And by the way, I want to see Brett dressed as a furry at U-Fest. You think you want to do that, Brett?
No.
See what we did there, Brady, with judgment? Judgment wins. Judgment is what we do as humans naturally, and we're trying to eliminate that from all things. Now, here's a picture of Joe. Brett, I'll let you first look. This is a man. This is when Joe likes to dress up and be pretty.
Yeah.
I wouldn't.
Yeah, not bad.
I would not.
No.
I wouldn't be attracted to it.
No, it's not my style.
But I certainly don't see a man there.
Right.
Do you? Do you see a man, Brady?
I see a man with beautiful pigtails.
You see a man there. Yeah. Would you, if I didn't tell you that was a man, see a man? I wouldn't.
Toledo's in.
If I did.
Toledo's out.
Toledo says thumbs down.
Yeah.
No? Well, no, I mean, we're not banging her. She's not a beautiful woman that we'd see, and say, Cliff
Kingsbury.
I think
he needs some Petrus cans.
Right. I don't.
You know what?
We're
that
would
have been
this.
Interesting if you said, "Here's a listen. That's in a picture."
You wouldn't know. I don't think you'd know had I not told you.
Is there an Adam's apple there?
No. Okay. Not in the picture, at least.
Yeah.
Do I think that's a woman? I wouldn't. I probably wouldn't look too much further than just like probably.
It's a woman.
Yeah. It's close enough. So, Gregor, not that guy's name. Joe.
Hey, Joe.
You look good. Yeah, he looks great. Not my type.
No.
I like him fit without a dick. That's my big thing there. He goes to the gym, he keeps it tight.
It's kind of got that Taylor Swift look going there.
Got a little
maybe going for
basic
that.
Bitch.
He's just got a basic look.
Yeah.
Librarian. Wasn't insulting. I was
not really. Like, no, it's a librarian thing. Yeah, we're judging, but that's what we should do. Judge away. Judge harshly. If you have a friend who's a trans, just because they're trans doesn't mean, you know, if you knew a girl who wasn't trans and she was dressed poorly and started to come to work and look terrible, you might go, hey, your appearance needs, what are you doing? Like, you're not doing yourself any favors here. I want to be the red velvet rope of the trans community and let them know, nope, this one isn't good.
You have to let me let my freak flag fly.
No, I don't. I'm telling you what everybody else is saying while you feel like you're doing right. I'll be the one that kicks in on this thing. More people need to be that way. This isn't working out. And you also have to be self-aware. Like I said yesterday, look in the mirror and go, this is no good. For sure. I also got an email from a girl who said, I'm dying to have a threesome with two men. How come it's so difficult? She wants them to be gay together while she does it. I'm like, there you go. That's the problem.
Yeah.
You got to start slow. Maybe they'll eventually work their way into it. But if you want two gay guys to come bang you, they're going to cast you aside like a name in a Brady story. You're just not going to be remembered.
I'll tell that story.
What, the three-way?
Yeah.
Oh, you in?
You want to tell it? Yeah. Please, regale us.
Oh, there's this one guy that I was with and a girl. Uh-huh. And
oh, boy.
It was a lot of fun.
Okay, well, that was better than your last story. Not much, but it was better than his last story.
Brett, I'm working on
it. You got to remember. I mean, he was up late last night. He had to go to Tucson. There's a lot going on. Said, give me that guy's link. I want to check out his OnlyFans. No, we're keeping the ghouls away. You guys will tease.
Not our listeners.
I'm not saying tease and attack. Just be honest with him. That's all. And if you're a woman looking for a threesome with two dudes, go to a bar, start getting with one, and say, bring your friend along. Huh? I want you to tag team me. You're probably going to get Eiffel Towered that night. Might not be a lot of gay there, but if you go down to ASU and tell two 20-year-old kids, I want to get Eiffel Towered tonight, they're going to do it. Now, if you start asking them to touch and feel, you're kind of a weirdo. Ease into it. Can't believe I have to give everybody advice about everything.
What are you working with, too?
Yeah.
Send a picture.
Yeah. And yeah. Joe sent us a photo of her himself. Send me a picture of you. If you're rolling in as, you know, this giant blob that wants two dudes, I think I'd rather be gay. You have to be together. I mean, I won't go to Brady on this one because you would never do it. But Brett, you and I are at a bar.
Yeah.
Girl walks up and says, I want to do a threesome. It's Margot Robbie. Mm. In the middle of it, she wants you to start diddling a piece of deal. For Margot Robbie, I think the both of us do it.
Let me answer for you, Brett.
Yeah. Brett, you want to?
You're in.
Oh, yeah. Oh, Brett's in. And all she's like, just the perineum. Just finger all over the perineum.
Just tickle?
Yeah, just tickle the
perineum. Oh, the tickle. Yeah, all right. I'm in on
it. And
tickle.
I'd stand there. Yeah, I'd stand there and take it. I'd be like, ugh, weird. But okay. I'm no Brett Cohen. He's not going to tell anybody. I am. Brett tickled my perineum once. But yeah, and then if she's like, put it in, I'm like,
no, then I'm out.
Margo, come on.
What if it was Dua?
Oh, you'd still be limping. Dua Lipa's like, now stick it in his bum. You got it. You're done, Brett.
Oh, jeez. Oh. Brett was going, I'm a wingman.
Yeah, no.
But I wasn't. Oh.
Pipe down. Dua asked us to do something. We do it. That's a tough one there. Dua Lipa starts making you do. Like, there she is naked.
Chocolate LeBaron.
And she won't let you touch her. Like, it's all build up, but you can't touch her. till you and I do some kissing.
Nah, I don't.
I don't trust abroad.
Man, I don't trust abroad.
It's a
I'm
tough
out. One. Yeah, we need to get that in writing like immediately. All right, I'll make out with Brett, but first and foremost, I need you to sign some papers. If Dua Lipa said make out with Brady for 2 minutes, and you can have all of me, I'm going to tongue bath you so hard for 120 seconds of our lives, you would have no fight in you. I'll get that superhuman strength like a mom with kids trapped in a car. Maybe push you up against a wall, and the kissing would be extraordinary. Big deal. Would you kiss a man to save someone else's life?
Nope.
You wouldn't?
No.
Kirby is perilously dangling on the edge of a school bus.
If you're asking me to kiss this guy to save a life, I'm out.
Really? Even family?
It's ridiculous.
You wouldn't make out with a guy. It's like a saw. Kirby's in one of those head helmets.
To get out
of it. Pop her head out, and all you got to do is make out with Brett for 2 minutes. Good.
Again, there's something like, I don't trust this. I don't trust that dude.
But like you said, if it's the one thing, if they said this is the fee, you wouldn't do it just in case?
I'd have to make out.
Yeah. You'd have to make out, say Kirby's there. Well, then a good friend would make out so I could have sex with Dua Lipa.
Another reason I don't have any kids.
That's exactly right. Just in case some saw scenario comes up. Mm-hmm. I'm like, God damn it. What do I have to do?
Make out with Kirby. I'm going to tell Kirby today, look, if you ever get in a situation where I have to
call somebody else.
Make out with a fellow to save your life.
Yeah. Do you understand? She'd understand.
You think so? She's sitting there staring at you with a tear running down her face. Daddy's like, I'm not kissing a guy for her. It's like out loud. She has to hear you say, no, I'm not saving your life, no matter what the cost.
That's just the way life is, Kirby.
Get used to it. Life sucks.
She does.
Speaking of sucks. Saw mask. Oh, you're in the room.
Yeah.
Dude's like, perform, son.
Sorry.
Kirby dies.
Yeah.
No.
Lies.
We both die that day. Nope.
You're lying.
He said either do this or there you go.
I'm giving the best he's ever had.
That's right.
Butts and play.
to fruition.
All of it, man.
As we proved earlier this morning, no problem. You won't remember the story anyway.
That's right. And you won't tell it well, nobody's going to believe it.
One time there was a guy, he had a white shirt on, but he used to shop at Ross, he said, but then there was a...
I'm like, that's not a Ross shirt.
Kirby had a hat. I was going to lob
Why
her hat
Kirby
off.
In this story?
Well, the guy had the...
What kid?
He was a guy. Made the movies. Anyway, they had to blow him to save a life. I can't remember his name.
Whose life did you save?
A kid in the hat.
What's that? Like that movie Shaw or...
Yeah, it was a
scene.
Robert Shaw from Jaws. Yeah. Remember when the shark was going to eat that? This is like that, only not that at all. There, I had an onion on my belt because that was the style of the day.
What?
You know.
The old onion buckle.
Additional color to this.
Brady's like one of those kids' words problems in sixth grade. He's just got too much information, and you're like, I gotta keep some of this out of the story.
You're not the kid with just the answer.
Right. shoot. The tree shadow had nothing to do with the actual equation. You got another email from a guy. And there you go. Thank you very much to
Joe.
To Joe for emailing in.
I will say, I wouldn't look twice at Joe.
You wouldn't know. No. A run-of-the-mill lady. Yep. Nothing special, nothing awful.
Yep.
But if it smelled nice and looked apart, I'd be like, yeah, it's some lady.
Sure.
Yeah. Just like a video game crowd lady. Eh. Just kind of a...
Or like Taylor Swift.
Right.
So I should look at her bank account.
Right. If Taylor Swift and this lady walked by together, I'd be like, oh, Taylor Swift's mother is equally as boring. So, yeah, but you pass. Like, you could do a job interview dressed like that, and I'm not sure I'd know. This guy says, hey, guys, I got an immediate emergency. I own my brother's house. He lives there with his wife, and they haven't been able to cover the rent for 2 months. Well, I went there the other day to get some things done around the house, and I entered the house because no one was home. Next thing you know, cops are there. My brother's bitch wife saw me on the Ring doorbell, which I put in, and called the police. I thought it was a misunderstanding, but she told me on my text, no, I knew you were doing it. You're not allowed to just go in our home. She's making a huge hassle for me right now, trying to pursue some type of legal action. And me and my brother get along just fine. I know I can do it, but should I kick the bitch and the boy out? Michael.
Wow. She's trying to have you arrested?
Well, he's into landlord-tenant territory.
You're
there.
Not allowed to go in.
Right,
like that.
Right.
However, it's your brother.
It's kind of intrusive.
You're going in there to do some work on the house. They're not paying rent. You should have said something.
Yeah.
But now that she's not, that she's being a bitch about you doing it, you can be a dick about them not paying rent for 2 months.
Give her a 10-day notice.
Yeah. Throw out the eviction plan.
Is that what it is, 10 or is it 30?
Yeah, remember my vampire landlord?
Yeah. Well, you didn't pay rent for a long time. Yeah, that's. I'd play the heat back on it. All right, I'm sorry. You're right. I was wrong. I probably shouldn't have gone on there without your permission. Rent's due.
But if we're playing that
right
game,
now, yeah, rent's due. I'll deal with the police and what you're putting me through. Rent's due.
You know we don't have it.
All right, then we're going to get you out. Get you into something you can afford.
Then there's a legal process that we've started on my end.
And then you'll hear,
I can't believe you're doing this to me.
Pay your rent. People are horrible to each other.
Needs to talk to his brother,
especially
too.
Family.
Yeah, about because, how awful I mean, his girlfriend is.
There's a, you know, where's this 2 months?
Where's the rent?
Is it going to continue?
Yeah.
And if so, we got to do something about
it. We'll put a leash on the broad first. Call off the dogs.
Yeah.
First of all, I'm being pretty cool about you not paying rent for 60 solid days. Second, this one's a little mouthy for and got the cops involved and won't back down. Maybe I did something wrong, but. And then one other thing that I absolutely love that's going on. It's going on in Australia. I'm an Arj Barker fan. He's a comedian that ended up making it bigger in Australia than he did here. He was on Flight of the Conchords, and he's funny. And I actually really liked Arj Barker. Kind of one of those off-the-beaten-path comics. I think he may have been in here years ago. Years and years ago. But he's funny. So he's made it in Australia. That happens to a lot of comedians that, you know, they go over to Australia, and for some reason they're huge there, and they can't make it here. He was doing a show for about 700 people, and I'm not sure how it happened, but a lady in the front row started to breastfeed a baby. And he's like, all right, I'm just going to go ahead and speak for everybody here and ask you to get out. You can't do that here. And she's like, you're infringing on my rights. And he's like, no. It's time to go. And then some of the other people, when he asked her to leave, some of the people in the audience in protest got up and left also.
Okay.
First off, a baby?
In a comedy show?
Who brought a baby to the Arj Barker show? Second, now it's a big, like, debate inside Australia whether or not that should there should be places you can and can't do. There should be a debate everywhere in the world where you can and can't do that. Comedy club is, like, towards the top of the list of where not to breastfeed a child. I think the thing she was probably trying to do was get the comedian to, like, you know, it's always chicks. They're sitting in the front couple rows trying to get his attention so they become part of the show. The most annoying person at the comedy club is the person who wants to be the comedian's target.
Matt Rife talks about that a lot now because he's built up that
interaction.
Doing that, and he goes, now people come to the show and they try and
they want to be part of it. They're not part of it. And he said, it wasn't easy to tell, the Arj Barker said, it wasn't easy to tell her to do that, but I did it for everybody else in the audience. They came to watch comedy, and the lady's argument was, you couldn't hear the suckling or anything. Is that a normal thing that sometimes you can, if that's a thing, don't do that either.
Yeah.
And I always go back to my argument about breastfeeding whenever they say, it's a natural act, and it's actually beautiful. All right, so's pooping. But I can't do it just in my chair at a comedy club. I have to get up and go to the bathroom. Why is it so hard for you to do that?
It's beautiful.
Why is it so bad for me to nourish my child? I don't know. Why is it so bad for my body to naturally get rid of my nourishment in the form of feces right there in the middle of the road? Oh, it's unsanitary and it's gross. Maybe you are too. I don't want to find out the hard way. COVID.
Jim Jefferies put out a tweet about this.
Oh, did he?
Who brought the baby?
That was my first question.
Show.
Why is there a baby that needs to eat out of a breast at a comedy show? And who in the world goes to a comedy show? Unless it just erupted around 700 people that didn't know they were there. who else is in solidarity with the lady breastfeeding to the point where like, we're leaving, honey? Why? Because that comedian won't tolerate children being fed through the breast at a comedy show. We are at Stand Up Live, and I'm leaving unless John Lovitz tolerates breastfeeding in the front row. Lovitz probably would get involved.
Whoa, hello.
Come on up on stage.
Hi, baby. Let's have a little three-way. I heard you talking about that, too.
Yeah, he would probably put it on display.
You want to do it on stage. Are you on a tour with me? You can be my opener.
Poor planning, too.
Yeah, really bad
because
planning.
Because I know people that, you know, they would, the women would pump before.
You, well, beyond pumping. And, feed it before you leave the house.
Food.
Don't bring the baby to the comedy club.
Well, you know you're going to a comedy show, so how about in the car? Give him, he wouldn't latch on. I'm like, well, then he's going to wait a little while to eat. And if he's going to start crying at the club, then get him out.
You meant in a parked car, right?
What do you mean?
You said, you know, in the car, how about, you know, attach him in the
parked
car?
Otherwise, I don't know what goes on with that. I don't know how hard it is. It doesn't seem that difficult. Just you can
For man's driving.
Yeah.
And, well,
it's
fine.
If it's a decent one.
Come on.
If I think it's pretty easy to breastfeed and drive.
Do you?
You only have to hold. The kid's doing all the work. You whip it out. If he can't figure it out, he's not that hungry.
I like cans like the next guy, but I don't want to see it at a comedy club.
I don't want to see it.
Yeah,
but look, I like
swinging from it.
I like
done.
An ass. I'm an ass man.
Yeah.
I like an ass. I don't want to see it in action.
No.
I don't need to know that your milk ducts are functioning.
Ugh.
At all. Not even a little bit. No. I said ducts. Yeah, I don't need, yeah. Boners are normal. That's a natural act of my, you know, it's healthy for the prostate for me to tug one out now and again.
Super healthy. Brady had that four times a week, right?
Not going to do it at the comedy club and expect to stick around. And what I'd least expect is if I got kicked out for beating it in the comedy club, if 15 or 16 other people get out in solidarity with me and leave
that'd
too.
That'd be a little creepy, wouldn't it?
Ooh.
15 other dudes.
One of them would have to yell, "We are Hamas," for me to feel like, okay, there's a misunderstanding here. But I don't understand why you took a baby to a comedy club. And a hungry one at that. I think...
Every 3 hours.
And this is a personal opinion. It's going to rub people the wrong way. If you have a baby that's still breastfeeding, you're not allowed to go in public with it until it's off the teat. How about that? Just leave it somewhere. Put it in, you know, the hands
most
of the babies
do.
Or whatever. Right. It's because not everybody does it. If it was everybody that did it, I'd understand, oh, you have to do this. You don't have to do this. You choose to do this, and it's making other people uncomfortable, which I don't understand why that's your right.
To make other people.
Other people that are like, that makes me a little uncomfortable. I'm sorry. Like sneezing all over the place is very natural, but it's the polite thing to do it into your elbow or even your hand, which is gross, but. You're not just going to honk one out in the elevator and everybody's going, come on. Oh, it's my right. I naturally sneeze that way.
John, if I can do lines off a CD case while driving 100 miles down the 101, a woman can breastfeed
that's exactly
a baby
right.
while driving.
That is exactly right. Also, it says, John, actually the baby was being a little noisy and disruptive, so she popped her boob out to quiet it down. But at that point, Arge made the decision to have her removed for the benefit of the rest of the people. The lady went on TV in Australia, but the baby was actually being loud, and you couldn't hear. Like, that would annoy me if I was on stage and there was a baby crying. Yeah, that's pretty awful. I've hosted, like, charity events, and one of the worst things in the world about a charity event is the silverware. They feed them dinner while you're trying to talk. And it's not like you're, you know, setting up jokes and, like, doing premises and things, but you're trying to talk to people.
Silver hitting the plate.
And silver and people, blah, 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 like, doing whatever they're doing is annoying. If I look down and saw a lady had a baby latched onto her cans, and I'm like, I have to stop. I have to. The performer can't go on with his performance.
And then you're going 25 minutes into the abortion set. And
sure. Yeah, that's tough for me if I've got, you know. If it's Mother's Night and I'm doing my chunk on getting rid of kids.
I'd be a professional for God's sake.
And that's the other thing. I'd have to be a pro. But, I mean, any nudity at all, I'm going to have to point out. If I'm on stage and some of the crowd is exposing themselves, I'm going to have to bring that up. Yeah. Now, this is another thing. I don't know what the lady looks like, but she must have been hideous. Because a good-looking lady breaks a can out and starts feeding the baby. Suddenly, I got jokes for hours on this one, and I'm keeping her right where she needs to be. But, yeah, I just don't get, like, don't bring your baby to comedy shows. At all. Don't bring a baby to any sort of performance. They don't get it.
If would the baby, you, if you're on stage, would you skirt over it?
No, I would immediately point it out. It's too big a distraction not to see. You have to. Get out of it. And I would say, what are you doing with a baby here? You don't bring babies to movies. You don't bring babies to concerts. You don't bring babies to performances of any kind. If they're still feeding off the boob, they're not an active member of the audience. They're a distraction, and you shouldn't bring them. The only thing they can do is be a pain in the ass. And that's in life in general. However, I don't know. It's weird. But evidently, Arch Barker has now sparked this big debate, and it's bled over here. But I think we all have the common sense that if there's a woman with a baby sitting next to you at the comedy club, you may say, why did you bring a baby? I don't get why people bring babies to Disneyland.
They really don't.
That is
the stroller corral is...
You just can't wait to take them on vacation.
Yeah. Or Vegas. Oh, that's even worse.
I love strollers in Vegas, though, for that very reason. Because I just like to try to look at the person and think, what in the world? Bringing a kid to Vegas at all is one of the... That's just proof you have an IQ of about 5. But stroller baby? I'll give it to the stroller baby people of Vegas more than I would the 5, 6, 7-year-old. Because if you brought one of those, they get around. Stroller baby, you just park that thing. It's along for the ride. 5-year-old, you got to take it over to the M&M store. Those kids, they don't belong there. That's just strange. Anyway, if you're breastfeeding today, it isn't your right to make us all uncomfortable. That's all. And again, much like the trans, send us a picture of you breastfeeding. And I'll tell you whether or not it's good for society.
It's not.
Well, it could
send
be.
A picture anyway.
I mean, if Veronica Bialik started to breastfeed right in front of you, you would stare.
Seeing the beard hanging on there.
Oh, yeah, watching. Yeah. Watching a man actually. Yeah, that's. I'd watch that. If Dua Lipa says, John, you have to breastfeed that baby and actually feed it before I let you touch me, I think it's going to drain me of all my blood before, like, I'm going to produce milk. It's going to occur.
All you have to do is make this baby satiate him with milk.
How?
Through your nipples.
We could do it, right? It just takes time. He's got to prime the pump. It's going to hurt, but let's have that baby and see what he does. Latchy Baby is a good band name, too. Anyway, it's 7:21. What do you got on the big board of musical treats there, Brett?
Wake Up Song Time, of course, brought to you by Action Ride Shop. Get that bike up and running and get the tune-up ready for riding season. All right, go on over to Action Ride Shop. They got the best wrenches in town. Sorry. Mm. I was reading an email at the same time. Brady over here. Also, if you need a new bike, they got 25% off Nuke Proof and Kona's right now. In stock models, only 25% off. So go to actionrideshop.com over there on Gilbert Road and Southern, or check them out online on our list.
I got an email from a guy who said I was at the Tom Brady thing. I said I spent $4,500 for him to sign a picture, and he wouldn't do it. It was him tongue-kissing his son, signed Mr. Orange. Yeah, I think those are the... I'd spend $3,600 to meet Tom Brady if I had a photograph from that documentary he did about himself where he and his kid kissed too long. He made his son kiss him on the lips like a bunch of times, and it was awkward. I'd make him sign that. I'd hang that on my office wall. Oh, that's a good one. Damn it. All right, what do you got?
On the list, Rage Against the Machine.
Yep. Yeah, it's back. No, you don't breathe normally like that. When you snort. Have you guys heard it?
Yeah, I heard it.
Oh, my emails blew up yesterday with the podcasters.
Oh, I clear it.
The podcast. Just give it a home. Go. Hard snort. Give me something in your eyes there. All right. Hopefully it clears it. How do you not hear it? We're hearing it over music.
You got a bum ear, bro.
You've got a mechanical ear. Is it ego or pride? Why aren't you wearing the fake ear?
It doesn't pick it up either.
How do you know?
Because I've tuned it out? Both. I had it in the other day.
You did?
Yeah.
I didn't notice that.
And you didn't hear it on the replay either?
I heard it on the replay.
Oh, yesterday. Yeah. It's loud.
I boosted it a little bit.
But sometimes it's loud.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I heard it just now. I'm like, oop, there it is again. Sorry, Brett, go ahead.
All right, on the list, Rage Against the Machine for this guy's buddy who just got his ankle bracelet removed, Freedom.
Nice.
Slipknot, Wait and Bleed for my ears after Brady's story is one guy sent that one. Slayer, Pearl Jam, All That Remains, Beck, Loser for the Suns, and Tool, and then we got a bunch of U-Fest stuff. So,
all right. We could get to the U-Fest stuff. I guess today would be third in line, right? That would be Motionless and White. We can do that. Let's do some voices by Motionless and White. We'll, right. We'll concert psyching rock you right into U-Fest. Today, Motionless and White. Tomorrow, Chevelle. And then Friday, we will do Offspring. I can hear you, Brady. Stop it. That's annoying. We don't want more of it, especially the unnatural kind, for God's sake. We're getting enough of it naturally. Don't do fake feedback, for crying out loud. And, yeah, Brady's Nose is a good band name as well. People are not. My Nose and that. All you guys hear is band names. Feeding Off the Boob. My emails are rough with it. I'm excited for U-Fest. I think Chevelle's going to crush it. That's my excitement. U-Fest gets going. I'm there for one thing and one thing only. Seen Offspring. I've seen Chevelle a bunch of times, but I've seen Offspring. I like them. They're going to give me what I want. I don't think I'm going because of them, but they're certainly not going to make me leave. Motionless White has my curiosity. I mean, even the guys that are local, the Bury the Darkness guys, those guys are, that's going to be a thing. I want to see them. The whole show is good. Remember last year who stole the show, The Warning?
Absolutely.
It's kind of got that feel again. We got that going on. So it's a good show. It's happening Friday. Tickets still on sale now if you want to head on over there. Seen POD. They, again, they're just a good live party band. I've never seen Bad Wolves. Have you?
Yeah.
Yeah?
I haven't seen them with their new singer. I saw them when Tommy was with them, so I haven't seen the new lead singer yet.
We'll see. But Motionless and White, not seen them, and they're the ones that I probably have my ears perked up for the most, see what they've got. That is going to be, they'll be right in the middle there as we get into the headliners. These are the undercard. Motionless and White, it's Sign of Life. It's 98 KUPD.
Arizona's most powerful rock radio station.
He said, fully erect.
98 KUPD. Still streaming. Holmberg's Morning Sickness. Online at 98kupd.com.
That's Smashing Pumpkins right there. Sorry, we're having ourselves a little chat and all that. Yeah, that was the last time we had him here. How about that? With the beer festival going on. U-Fest. It's on our minds. It's all over us today. It's everywhere. Everywhere. Somebody said your emailer, John, said about your penis, if you embrace it, it will grow. Said you must have been embracing your nose your entire life. Well, take the... Screw you. And I had a guy tell me that the other day, too. Hey, Holmberg, what's going on? Nice to meet you. I'm like, you too. Man, you're not kidding. About what? Your nose. And then he walked away, and I'm like, ah, f*** you.
Thanks, Dick.
Yeah. And then another guy emailed and said, would your dad, asking Brady, would he make out with a fella to save the life of someone he loves? He said, would my dad, Dan, would Dan have made out with a man to save me from a saw mask, chopping my head off? And I honestly can't. Would Kurt, would your, he?
No, he'd be, I'm no twink. F you.
That would be more important.
Get yourself out of it.
Saving your life. Yeah. How did the idiot get in this? Yeah. I think that's my dad. How did you get in this pickle in the first place, you dumbass?
Just kiss him, Dad. Help.
You would like that, wouldn't you? Little twink. Anyway, I still got a whole bunch of good semen left. I'll make another one. I don't think Dan makes out. I'd have to ask him. Would you make out with a dude to save my life? I'll text my dad this morning.
You'll get a smack to the back of
the head.
He'll
just say, what the hell are you talking about? I knew it.
What'd you do now?
I knew it. Now we're in twink fantasies. Interesting. Yes, yeah, so Dua Lipa wants a three-way, but Bert is not on the table. She's a raging racist towards Italians. I didn't know that. So let's say that. Your options are now Toledo and Brady. Who do you choose to make out with in order to have your day with Dua? It's pretty easy, actually. I think I would choose Brady. Because I can only imagine there's probably a sweet sort of barbecue flavor in that mouth of his. And
you just want to grab his cans, too.
Compared to Toledo's old rotten apples. And yeah, Brady, I can close my eyes and get fooled that Brady might have.
Ah, yeah.
What are you doing?
Oh, I'm grabbing you.
That's my guts.
Yeah, they're huge. Shut up. Don't talk.
Latch on.
We're supposed to be kissing. What's with all the chatter?
I'm going to turn them guts out.
And I know it's counterintuitive to the argument that if his mouth is filled with delicious treats all the time, then he would taste better. Why don't I feel the same way about a woman? Like, you know, it would make sense that, you know, a lady of size probably eats foods that are candy-coated more often. So then her mouth would taste more candy-coated.
It's an interesting theory.
That is an interesting theory. If it's just kissing through a wall, I think I'll take the girl who likes Twix the most.
Can't argue with that logic.
It's true.
Give me the delicious caramel.
Yeah, do big girls' mouths taste a little bit more like the candy aisle?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That one was more like Cheadle.
Yeah.
Kissing through a wall, decent band name.
No, it's just dirty. I don't like that.
It's a Katy Candy
yeah,
band.
Yeah, oh yeah, they not kissing. We're the coated prostates. Thanks for having us on your patio. We didn't. You just showed up. Who's playing there? The Good Neighbor was here a couple weeks ago. And
is
then,
that what the actual band name was? I don't know. I like coated prostates.
Fits in the Twinks and then
Twink and the Twinkettes.
They're having them about every 3-4 weeks, so we got to be.
I know Ben loves it too. Yeah. Another one.
Yeah, we had another one coming up in a couple weeks. I think Benjamin Dover is coming. He just goes by Ben.
Damn it!
Sorry about that. Hi, we're Benjamin Dover.
And now Brett's got cherry coke nose.
Benjamin Dover, this is our first hit. My face.
Benjamin Dover, and these are the KYs. Oh, great.
Ben and the KYs.
This song's called Hard Enough.
That'll do.
This one's called Ass Like Egypt. So dry. It's time now for Brady to give you all the news only Brady knows. We call it the Brady Report. It's brought to you by our friends at Hooters, and it's Wednesday. That means it's All You Can Eat Wednesday. Over at Hooters all day, every Wednesday, all the wings you can shove in that gob for $15.99. That's pretty awesome. Now, they say per person, so nobody needs to be drifting their hands onto the all-you-can-eat or it's canceled. I wonder what they'd do. Brady and I are there, and Brady gets the all-you-can-eat, and I reach over and grab him. That's it! It's the only plate you guys are getting.
You're canceled!
It's not all you all can eat.
They got to have one of those girls be the enforcer, right?
Yeah. It's per person.
Get out of here. That's enough. I saw you drifting.
Hooters has strict rules on that one. All you can eat wings. The wings are worth it. It's Wings Day at Hooters. Thanks, Hooters. Brady reported.
Good Wings Day morning to you, Phoenix. Hello, world.
Hi.
Happy National Pigs in a Blanket Day.
All right. Oh, God. It says to bang Dua Lipa, you have to give Barry Wood a Blumpkin.
Oh.
Whoa. Well.
Doing it.
Somebody on text
says... It's a guarantee. Boy, you're putting out some scenarios now.
Somebody on text says, and you knew this one was coming up, Dave Pratt's the gatekeeper, but you get through him, you got Dua.
Man. What do you mean? I have to kill him? That's easy.
Oh, I don't. He didn't say kill him. What did he say?
Get through him.
That's easy. Get through him. You know, I'll probably spend more time on him than I will Dua.
He says, first you got to make out with him. So I don't know if he means that you got to do more or what.
Ooh.
All right. You don't deserve it. Who does, John?
Dua is on the other side,
the chocolate river
of
Dave.
Feel a little rowdy.
Arizona rocks. Arizona parties. All right, who wants to kiss the mayor?
Yuck! How did you get this job, troll?
I know, it's
fitting that I'm a guy under the I'm the goat under the bridge. You got to get through to get to your next quest.
He'd say, "I had her on my show many times."
Oh yeah, they're best friends.
She was 14.
I was levitating once, and she said, I'm going to write a song about that. I'm a liar.
You know, that Barry Wood was a good friend of mine.
Barry Wood, he was on the show all the time. He used to just pop it all the time. Mayor, you are out of your mind. Often talked about how big my pee-pee was compared to his.
I'm a liar.
When he called me on his cell phone in 1975.
Dave Pratt. That may be one I draw the line at. Somebody even said if Dua Lipa liked Guy Fieri restaurants and ate nothing but Almond Joys as snacks, would you still... The Almond Joys are a rough one. I'll choke down some of those Guy Fieri.
Try to think about the chocolate with the
It just ruins chocolate. Downstairs, Heather knows I love the Dr. Pepper. Love the Dr. Pepper. And she goes, have you seen this? And it was like showing a vampire across. It's Dr. Pepper creamy coconut flavor.
What? That's not real, is it?
Yeah.
She was chugging it?
No, she was like, you got to try it. I'm like, oh. And I started to feel burning on my skin. Like, get away. She might as well have a garlic necklace on. Yeah, it's gross. Like, just, ugh.
There's one disagrees with your choice.
Uh-oh. About Dua?
Yeah.
I found her turn.
No, not that.
Oh, go with the cuck Toledo and have him face the wall. Make out with the back of his head? Ew. Anyway, Brady, please go.
Couple of baseless fun facts. Bohemian Rhapsody started the music video trend.
Well, that's
arguable.
They
made a promotional video for the song in 1975.
Maybe for promotion.
It was such a hit, and the record company started making videos after all.
Technically, the Monkees and
they were
the Beatles.
All of them did.
The Doors had videos, but it wasn't for promotion.
Exactly.
It wasn't to get you to like the song.
The first missing child on a milk carton was 12-year-old John Gosch.
Did they find him?
Or Gosch. He was from West Des Moines, Iowa.
Did it work?
Went missing in 1982.
Come on.
He was on the milk carton in 1984, and sadly, he's never been found.
Yeah.
He'd have been 54 today.
It was 2 years of before.
Would have been? You're killing him already?
Well,
I think we can safely assume that.
Right? Well, Brett.
I'm going to tell you this. He was dead before he was on the carton. You wait 2 years to start the nation looking, and you surprise them by...
Actually, finally, they're spitballing around the table. How can we...
Everybody drinks milk. Maybe if we put a picture of this one kid on a milk carton, and then the whole nation's like, what's this? That was only in 84 we started the milk carton thing?
82.
No, he disappeared in 82.
Yeah, and he went on the milk carton.
Oh, we were busy with Mary Lou Retton and the Summer Games and Sam the Eagle. We weren't paying attention to milk carton kids. I wonder how many people have actually been found because somebody on the milk carton saw them.
I don't know. It's got to be some kind of...
Well, I think one of the reasons they stopped, it just wasn't...
Not getting effective. The results. Plus, people weren't drinking as much milk.
New research claims that the average American spends an estimated $454 a year, tipping more than they'd like to.
At least.
26% of the people say that always or often are put on the spot and guilted into tipping more money they want. Here's a guy that went to the ballpark the other day for a couple of beers. Self-serve.
Self-serve beer?
Yeah, you grab two beers out of there, scan it yourself.
Oh, that one. Yeah.
And they ask for a tip.
Yeah, they have to ID
18%, 20%, 25%.
You have to go face-to-face with the guy.
You had to scan your ID.
I don't know about the ballpark one, but when you it is the ballpark. When you pre-order beers, you have to go talk to a guy and make sure it's all legit.
Basically breaks down to $37 extra per month. $1.26 per day.
We are a tipping society. It's out of control.
There's a meme on social media going around where people are posting this. It says, blank would be a beautiful name for a baby girl. And the suggestions just keep rolling in. Activia would be a beautiful name for
Activia. It's a medicine, isn't it?
Ramen.
No.
Sega Dreamcast.
Yeah. For an Asian girl.
Or Larry's kid. He's into his old video games.
If Larry had another child, we'd suggest
Calamari.
That. No.
Italian kid.
Brita Filter.
Jesus.
Agony.
What was the goal of
that? Would be having a child.
Agony, and they said would be a beautiful name for a baby girl, and so people. Just
That's it. Nobody was like that isn't a name.
Tilapia.
People just.
Oh, you have a daughter named Tilapia, really? Oh, okay.
Yeah, people didn't just.
What if she smells?
Yeah, well, there's a problem.
That's what I'm saying.
It's a good warning name. What people just didn't put Jennifer?
Yeah, they were just trying.
So everybody's just being a jerk.
Circadian rhythm. Totality.
Tantric.
Cops near Augusta, Georgia, got a call about a domestic dispute Sunday night. The victim was in the middle of a big argument with his on-again, off-again girlfriend. When things turned physical, she grabbed a fork, stabbed him in the butt. She told police it was just a friendly poke.
In the cheek or?
Yeah, in the butt cheek.
Okay, good. Not the $1 million shot.
But he described it as full-on stabbing. He'll survive.
Sure.
They could have arrested her for assault, but she left. And the boyfriend decided not to press charges. Sure, they're going to have a good discussion later on this week, too. They'll work things out.
Look, you don't keep her if you're going to call the cops on her for stabbing you. That means you're worried that she's capable of the real stab.
Yeah. Next one, what's going to happen?
My friend got stabbed in the hand by a girl who was hiding in his bushes by a serving fork once. Went right through. He was just unlocking his door, and she came shooting out of
all
the bushes.
All the way through? Through and through?
One of those serving forks right through his hand. Stuck in his hand because she thought he was out with someone else. He was at work.
Is that who I think it is?
Mm-mm.
Oh, it's not Chuck.
No, it's not Pal. No, Pal. You'd be
like
surprised.
Happened,
yeah, Chuck Pal.
I just tried to unlock my door, and the next thing you know, I'm getting forked.
through.
I couldn't believe it either. So then I get a fork sticking out of my hand. I'm thinking about punching her. But I was raised right.
Thinking about it.
Yeah, no, this dude was just coming home. She jumped out of the bushes. Her name was Patsy. And she stabbed a dude in the hand with a serving fork. It was the only thing she had. I think she got it out of his house and then waited for him. And he broke up with her right after because he's like, if she's willing to do that, that fork's just going to move to a more vital place on my body if I allow her back in here. And the breakup, boy, was she. It's like the Suns. She felt terrible the next day. She was just, she was everything he'd ever wanted. Like she became this, you know, demure little princess that was, you know, I'm pretty sure he banged her a couple more times, but they weren't together anymore. Big old scar in his hand from a fork.
In Oregon, the Lane County Sheriff's Office said that 33-year-old Andrew Hamilton Dimmick of Crawfordsville was seen wielding a sword and huffing nitrous oxide around 11 a.m. near the Terwilliger Hot Springs on Saturday. Dimmick left the area before the Oregon State Police arrived. However, the sheriff's deputy found Dimmick driving in the area, attempted to make a traffic stop. Dimmick allegedly fled from the pursuing deputy, who chased him down this Forest Service Road. Eventually, the vehicle stopped due to downed trees blocking the road. Dimmick got out of the car, fled into the woods. They pulled out the canine and two officers, and they tracked him down, searched for area. They used a drone, several hours of searching.
Nothing.
They couldn't get Dimmick. Dimmick was once again spotted with the sword at Terwilliger Hot Springs and asking for a ride into town. This was on Sunday.
He has a sword still?
Yep.
That's a pretty identifying item you're wandering around with.
Residents reported seeing Dimmick near the Chevron station. Citizens kept an eye on Dimmick until the sheriff's deputies and the Oregon State Police troopers arrived. He was hiding in a porta potty.
Yeah, with a sword, so you know you got your guy. First things first, ditch the sword.
That's him.
It's pretty easy. We're looking for a guy with a sword. He's going to stand out immediately.
Ritz Crackers is launching a new flavor, the buttery flavored crackers. With an infusion of more, even more buttery goodness to mark the occasion.
That got orgasmic on your own. Almost left the room so you could be alone with the story.
They've teamed up with an acclaimed jeweler. And you can get a chance to win a 24-carat solid gold bar fashioned in the shape of a stick of butter. It's worth $100,000.
Yeah.
You have to buy some buttery crackers and do a TikTok video. You got
for
until
China?
May 20th to get a shot at that gold bar.
You think you got till May 20th. It might shut down a little earlier than that. Ritz might not have wanted to join up with TikTok right about now. You could win a trip to Beijing, maybe, by the end of this. I think they're going to shut that thing down. What incentive does the Chinese company that owns it have to say, okay, we'll sell? And that's what the U.S. government's like, sell your interest in it
or we'll shut it down.
Or you're closed.
Yeah.
So?
You don't think they'll sell it?
What for? If they're going to shut it down anyway, why not just keep the money and run TikTok all over the rest of the world?
I got to believe United States is probably a pretty big chunk of it.
I got to think China is, too. Australia, England, Europe, all of it.
This
This listener wants to know if that was Fitz running around with the sword.
It could be. Fitz does have one. I could imagine Fitz going down with
I think
with
he's that. Off the Ambien, though. So
yeah, that's true.
Excuse me, Big Bat. Get out of the way.
His suit of armor.
Here's an item you might want to purchase. They've just created robot dogs with flamethrowers.
Yeah, you're right.
A company called Throw Byron? Flame.
Yeah, you're right.
Is selling one called the Therminator for $9,400.
Ooh.
You can operate it with a Wi-Fi or Bluetooth with a remote control.
Invite
and it can
your
shoot flames
back,
up to 30 feet.
That process server is back.
Oh, yeah.
That's
a little silver dog.
The website says it's legal in all 50 states. You just need a special permit in California and Maryland. They're not pushing the guard dog angle. But they list eight different things what it's perfect for. Includes controlled burns, yeah. Ice and snow removal.
Sure.
Clearing weeds.
Awesomeness.
Entertainment.
Yep, there it go. Is. That's the word
one.
Awesomeness.
That's
pest
one.
Removal.
Oh, yeah. That includes everybody.
All right, Byron, Eric, Momani Pond, get on it.
Anybody. I'm going to jump over Byron and Eric at Momani Pond and just go directly to the
Terminator.
Robot dog Therminator sales department. Was it in the back of Sears? Where do I go for this?
Oh, if that was in that the, over in the
Throw Flame. Is
Throw
the
Flame.
That makes it.
All right, Bert, get on that real quick and order me up one of them dogs.
I do have a little video.
Texter wants to know if your love of Ritz means that it's, is that fat butter or that skinny butter?
Oh, skinny butter?
What?
Why even bring that up to Brady?
Sultan, man. Yeah. Jesus Christ.
Man, oh, man. That is rude.
Skinny butter.
Skinny butter. That's like going in with a Lee Harvey Oswald jersey to a Kennedy function. Skinny butter at Brady's house. Make people cry.
Got a couple of Brady videos.
No, you only got one. The sheep one isn't living loaded.
We're shopping for gloves and an OJ.
Yeah. You go over to the Goldman's house with one glove on. You're just skinny butter Brady. Hey, Fred. Mrs. Fred. Where's your other glove? Nah, who knows? This one barely fits. Triggering anything? Hi, Brady. Here's your skinny butter.
This son of a bitch! Get out! Get out of my house! Let's go, Cato. Have hurt everyone I care about. This is a pretty good double play.
Okay.
Double ricochet.
It's in Mexican baseball.
No se vuelve a dar ni en millones de intentos.
The ground ball off the umpire's head to the shortstop steps on second, throws to first two there.
Y la pelota sale desviada hacia el cojín de segunda.
Great call.
So hit the umpire right in the head.
Head shin. Hit the umpire in the shin, I think.
I don't know how you score it. Asshole 6-3 double play.
Yeah, what's the one U 6-3?
No, there's no one. Did he touch it?
Well, it's off of him, right?
No.
Yeah, the first hit is off of the off
it
the
is
pitcher, isn't it?
The big yeah. Pitcher.
But it went right off the ump.
No, pitcher. Oh, it's a double.
Boom. Oh. Yeah, that's a 1-6-U-3. All right. 1-6. Bunghole. He's out of there. Now, those were cute. All right. Brett, ruin it.
All right.
Oh, boy.
Then we'll start off nice.
Okay.
All right. This one Brady's always talking about his hot dog in videos. Well, we got one here,
with
too.
Motorcycles
yeah.
And stuff.
Mm-hmm.
That guy's ass fell off yesterday. Oh, boy. We're going about 5 miles an hour.
Going at it.
Oh, the guy's humping a girl right on a motorcycle. I mean, he's getting it done. She's bent over the handlebar. It's a moped or one of those scooters, and he's doing it in whatever country that is. I think they're Swedish.
Yeah, because it's not pixelated.
And he's
German,
done. And he's done. You heard German there?
Yeah.
Really?
Play that again. Really? You need that miracle ear back in. I mean, the dead giveaway are the Asian people on the bike.
No. I'm going with some kind of Asian language.
I think the helmet made you think German.
Hogan!
Tung ding bing ding is usually not a German sentence. Yeah, that's not German.
No.
Arnold.
No.
But you can hear that at VHX.
It's the helmet that confused him. It's one of those little German, like, it didn't
bucket
have the spear
hats
on top, but
yeah,
it was those bucket hats.
This one, we can't figure out what's going on here, but.
Okay. Oh, a lady has bent over a man. He's lit a match on her butt. He's down in some sort of dominatrix. Oh, my God! She fired something out of her butt, and the whole room blew up.
Wow.
And it goes back in her ass and all over the room.
I think she just dropped ass, I think.
Yeah, she just farts on something, but there's a lot of gas in the room. There's something extra. I bet you she had something to make the fart stronger.
Oh, yeah.
Had to.
And it went right back into her butt.
With her big-ass Kardashian ass.
She's got a big ass. All right. Oh, interesting.
Okay. That's over $6,000 on that.
Oh, yeah. That girl that called yesterday didn't have anything on that. That was a $20,000 butt there. All right. We got a dash cam.
In one of those countries?
Yeah, looks like it. Well, we're driving on the right side of the road. There's a guy in the road. There's a guy in the road. No!
Another German.
Oh, a German has been taken down. Oh, my goodness. Maybe Brady was in charge of World War II and just they all looked the same to him, so we attacked Japan, too.
And then we'll end here.
Wow. Dude just stood in the road.
Little farming accident.
And some sort of hay baler has a bale of man. He's also in Germany. You can tell by the drones of the Mexicans.
I don't think we're Mexico.
No,
there.
No, that's India. What are they pulling out? Oh, he's in a hay baler. There's the arm. There's some of them. Oh, he's coming out in chunks, everybody. Oh, there's the lower torso.
Wow.
Oh, God. Why just display it?
Wow. Yeah, all the phones out. Gather around.
Some military guys who look equally as confused.
Military guys are going, see, that's what happens when you go against the military.
And the military guys are just filming it. They don't even. Oh, there's just piles of man. Wow. Look at all that.
They got to document it.
Do they?
Kanish is on a phone with his boss.
I'm going to be a little late today. There's a man stuck in a hay baler.
All right, Kevin, we got Discover cards to take care of her. Get over here.
Yeah, that's what the guy. Well, I'm Kevin. I'm very busy right now. But you still have not made your payments in a timely fashion.
What are you doing? Why is this so loud where you are, Kevin?
Oh, I'm at the. We're hiking Camelback Mountain.
No, you're not.
I love that you told him the last time what you would pay.
Yeah. But the guy that called us,
yeah.
I can give you like $300. But that is a wonderful start, and maybe we could negotiate.
That's what I'm giving
you. Yeah, that's all you're getting. And then we're done here.
But this is not how this works.
That guy owes you, because, I mean, you got
I negotiated a deal for some guy who gave our phone number to Discover Card.
It was like $3,200.
He was down pretty hefty. And I had it whittled down to a few hundred dollars and a little credit ding. It was going to have to start eating some percentage, but I think I told him I'd give him $300 to whittle it down to only owing him another $6 or something like that. I'd like to speak to your manager.
Deal.
Yeah, when I said I'd like to speak to your manager and he brings on that other guy. Hello, I'm dead. You're the same guy. No. It's 809.
Listen, Tim.
There you go. That, your name is not Timothy.
It is Timothy. I was born in Van Nuys, California.
And they weren't born in Van Nuys. Where's the airport?
Close.
All right, you got me there.
Close.
There's your Brady report, everybody. It's 98 KUPD.
Arizona's most powerful rock radio station.
He said, fully erect.
98 KUPD. Still streaming. Holmberg's Morning Sickness. Online at 98kupd.com.
Just got the alert, so now I'm kind of singularly focused on this. They just passed the bill to actually ban TikTok. It's not officially banned. It won't be for a year. We were just joking about it with the Rich Cracker contest, but TikTok getting banned is like they got both Democrats and Republicans on the same page. And whenever that happens, I get nervous. That usually means something horrible's already happened, and they're acting like they're being proactive before we find out about it. But would banning, like, I'm not sure where I stand on that. I think TikTok is dumb. And mainly just for predators and teenagers. I don't think any reasonable adult on TikTok is a normal person. For example, John Jay.
I was just going to say that same thing.
Like he's way too excited about appealing to teenage girls on that. That's how I see it. If you're a man in your 50s dancing on TikTok, that's usually grooming. I think that's called grooming, and it's just weird. It's like hanging out. To me, being on TikTok as a grown man is like being outside the chain link fence at Roosevelt Elementary School in Tempe. It's just you're close. There's a barrier. But it's still weird. It's still not, you're not supposed to do it. Like, you shouldn't be there. So if you've got a TikTok page and you're in your 50s and you can't wait to reenact the latest, like, scene from Moana, you're a weirdo.
Latest dance moves.
Yeah, if you're dancing and you and your wife are doing weird stuff, like, you're grooming. Like, you're the Epsteins to me without any money. You're sort of the ones going, look, I can make teen girls think I'm hilarious and cool. And that's just not normal to do out loud. Sure, you'd like a teen girl to find you attractive. It makes you feel young again. But you don't go out of your way and, like, advertise for it. Like, if a college girl walked up to Brett today and said, man, you are a very good-looking man, Brett's going to bow up, feel pretty good about himself. Now, if Brett's on TikTok, like, dancing to K-pop, I'm like, Brett's trying to get teen girls to like him. It's weird. So I don't get that part of it. I also think that TikTok is a, like, we already knew. I'm confused. So I'm speaking without really knowing, but we've known the whole time it was Chinese owned. And in the last year or two, it's gone back and forth on whether or not we should ban it or whatever, freedom of speech this, freedom of speech that. Isn't it better to just keep them around now that we know who owns it and keep our eye on it as the, you're up to no good, we know it, so... If we ban it, won't that open the doors for dark TikTok? Won't it then like be like something we don't know? At least we know where the bad guy is. It's like keeping your enemy close. But it'll be a year before they ban it.
It could be too late on the information side of it.
Yeah, but that's what I mean. It's like the cat's kind of out of the bag. But they've got to wait a year to see if there's enough investors to buy out the Chinese company. But in the meantime, if I'm the Chinese company,
is that the main reason for the ban? And is
China?
Also,
absolutely.
Yeah, I know that's a chunk of it. But are they also saying, you know, some of the research is falling? It causes depression.
Oh, Brady, they do not care about your kids. Nobody's going to do research and go, we need to stop this.
Maybe that's
how
they got
it passed
finally.
A, we're not making the money on it. B, some company that can steal from America is and influence elections and stuff like that. I think they're nervous now because TikTok users are pushing 18. You know, it started by being appealing to 13 and 14 year olds about 6 years ago, and now they're all in college. So I think they're worried about misinformation for election purposes and things. So they're just covering their own ass. If you ever think to yourself that the government's in it for us, you're crazy. You're goofier than they are to think, well, they did some research and they found that it was, you know, and to shove it into a foreign aid bill. Look, I'm not a political genius at all. I look at this stuff and kind of just wonder, like, if it was just my life and I knew Brett was trying to get me, I'm not banning Brett. I'm keeping it's the mob. You keep an eye on your guy. You don't want him out of the picture.
Friends closer, enemies closer.
Because if I get him out of the picture, I don't know who I'm looking at.
It's the Godfather.
You got to keep that guy around because if I get rid of him, I don't know who's pulling the strings. So long as I know who's in charge of it, I can keep an eye on it. Of course it's crooked, but more so, we should ban John Jay from it. I think that's the bigger thing. I think guys like John Jay, let's start there. Let's put an age limit on TikTok of 27. And even then, I think we're pushing weirdo status. Oh, yes. If you're over 22 and you want to do TikTok dances, no. And especially if it's sexy, like Hildy, she used to do the TikTok stuff. And it's like, all right, move on to OnlyFans. Let's grow up a little bit here. If we want to be objectified, let's do it for some real cash and do it for some real benefits here. But it doesn't make sense to me that it's, you know, and it'll take a year to ban it. So aren't you just telling your bad guy you got a year to really do some damage? I mean, in a way, if I told Brett, I'm like, all right, I know you're up to no good. You've got until April 24th of next year to knock it off.
Yeah, thanks for the heads up.
Exactly. I'm just giving Brett the, all right, I got a year to get everything I need out of this. And then you start building dark TikTok. Because it isn't going to stop your rat kids from finding a TikTok-like thing that's probably even more dangerous.
They'll create another American service.
Well, or China will create another one, and your kids will jump on it. Before we realize what's going on, it's the real bad guys. And they'll do it through some
TikTok
Russian
America.
European thing. Remember that one face swap deal that everybody was going nuts at? And it was found out that was a Russian, like, it was a massive Russian spy. Like, they had bad ties to everything. And we had to figure out how to get people to not like it. I think a good whack to the back of your kid's head saying, we don't goof around with, my grandpa hated buying things that weren't made in the USA. He'd yell at you for that. And give your kid a whack in the back of the head and say, we don't buy these big Chinese massive internet company stuff. Get off of it.
Not my Caden Hayden and Braden.
Yeah.
Caden Hayden Braden, he just makes his videos. He's fun.
All right. You welcome him into your house. And I'm on the other end, too. It's the same as the COVID shot, where everybody all of a sudden, I looked at Fat America after they'd take their cholesterol pills and their blood pressure pills and then go get their diabetes shots and then hop on the Ozempic and then yell at me for saying, I don't know what's in that stuff and I'm not putting it in my body. I'm like, oh, okay, yeah, because you've treated your body like a temple for so long. Suddenly you're the bastion of health. That was the worst argument. I could hear you going, I don't want it. But don't start telling me it's because I'm not putting things in my body that'll make me unhealthy. Okay. Same thing with this kind of deal. It's like, nobody really knows what's going on. What other companies do you have in your phone that are Chinese? Do you know?
Probably every other
all
one,
yeah. My Samsung TV, I know that's Korean. We're friends with them. How good of friends? I don't know. Yeah. It's great TV. What do I own that is Chinese? Like,
Probably everything. Car,
I can't tell you how many things that are made in the electronics in my house are probably Chinese.
Yeah.
I know a lot of things I have. I built a small doghouse last night. Almost positive that was all from China.
Your iPhone.
iPhone has to be mostly Chinese, right? Mm-hmm. I don't like them either. Not Chinese people. Well, I can't say that I like all of them.
Built some good products.
Sure. Do they? I don't know. What product?
Egg Foo Young, egg rolls.
They got some good food. All right, we'll go there. I do like egg rolls a lot. Is that something that has a little chip in it? I don't know. I don't care. But the TikTok is definitely, let's ban John Jay first and then. It's just, it just creeps me out that a man would want to be on it in the first place. I mean, if you had a friend, like, again, I'll go back to Brett, because you seem to be sort of a dude. I think people see you that way. It's like Brett's a guy. Like, he does guy stuff. Almost a throwback to, not the Marlboro Man, but somewhere in between Marlon Brando and Ryan Seacrest. You're a modern man, but you still got some
more twink in
there. Mostly Seacrest by the pants.
There's no twink in there.
But if Brett came to me and said, you got to see my new TikTok video, immediately I'm kind of creeped.
I don't know if you give me a smack in the mouth.
I just remember
we started
that.
Doing that wild thing.
And we talked you out of it, like TikTok. Yeah. You don't have it anymore.
No.
Yeah, we got rid of the TikTok because you did a thing with your daughter and it was a little dance. And I'm like, this is grooming.
And I sprinted against a warthog.
Again, that to me, you trying to endear yourself to the TikTok audience is, you're like everybody bad in the Quiet on the Set documentary. You're like all the bad people from Nickelodeon. Have TikTok. Would that's the company you keep. That Brian Peck guy in the Nickelodeon documentary that raped Drake. He'd have a TikTok page, and you wouldn't be surprised by it. That tells you all you need to know about TikTok. If your kids are on it and you don't want them on it, that's up to you. You can ban it at home. But if you're a grown man with TikTok, you need to really look in the mirror and go, why am I doing this? And I'll respect the answer. If it's, I'm trying to f*** young girls. Oh, okay. Like college-age girls. Oh, okay, I gotcha. It's still creepy, but at least you are admitting exactly what it is. Because otherwise, TikTok can do some damage. And I think it's more election year-based than anything else. I don't think they really care about our health or our well-being. I think it's more about worrying that there's an outside entity that can make young people vote a certain way, and they don't want it. They want to be in control of it.
I don't know how many times they ended up. I know at least one other time tried to cancel it, and it didn't happen. The government.
Oh, yeah. But again, yeah, that's keep them tight. Another thing, and this is to be fair to Brittany Griner, she's going to be a WDAD. There's some people who just got back from Turks and Caicos. Not Russia, but they got back from Turks and Caicos. At least the wife did. The husband's still there. Because they were packing up their bags and they decided to throw a little ammunition in the bags. Well, it's wildly illegal to have guns and weaponry and ammunition in Turks and Caicos. It's against the law there. They're on this big thing here now where the wife's going on TV going, oh, my husband's detained in Turks and Caicos. And okay. What'd you do? Well, we didn't mean to, but we packed a bunch of bullets. I guess you're going to do some time then that you're know your country's laws. I don't feel sorry for you. And
didn't
I
didn't mean to.
Well, right. They just had it laying around, and when they were picking up clothes to put them in the suitcase, they accidentally grabbed a bag of
ammo.
It happens. How often does it happen at your house?
All the time.
Whoops, I was making dinner, and I mixed in some bullets. But now they're on CBS News, and they're going, oh, we've got to do something. The American government has to help my... No, they don't. And by the way, I don't think the Turks and Caicos jail is probably that bad. At least the views are probably pretty amazing. So if you pack ammo and go to a country who hates that, your fault. Your fault. They said we were trying to pack our board shorts and flip-flops. Packing ammunition was not at all our intent. Well, you've made it worse, because if you can't catch ammo in between your flip-flops without realizing you're packing ammunition, you're doing it on purpose.
Maybe it's like a little box of 22 shells or something. She thought it was her Midol.
Let me paint the picture for you real quick. You're picking up your flip-flops. You got three things in your hands. And yeah, you got a pair of board shorts. And you're like, flip-flops, little box, flip-flop, board shorts.
Heavy.
Wow, heavier than normal flip-flops. Noisier than normal flip-flops. Remington written on the side of the box. I should probably not pack this. Unless you're in such a hurry that you can't tell the difference between flip-flops and ammunition, I think you should sit down for a few days in jail until you figure out to be a little bit more attentive.
I thought it was my Zog sex wax.
I could have sworn it was just for my surfboard. Turns out I brought loads and loads of ammunition to a country that frowns on it, and now I want everybody's help to get out. Don't you feel sorry for me? No. Yeah, they went back to Oklahoma City's airport in tears because she had to go home. Her husband, Ryan, is in jail in the island facing a potential mandatory minimum sentence of 12 years.
Ooh!
I'm sorry. I don't feel bad for you. I know I'm supposed to free the American and whatever else, but I also want dumb Americans to stay in jail in countries that... I watched that Locked Up Abroad, and I'm like, you're all doing this to yourselves. You're the one driving alcohol through the deserts of the Middle East. And you get caught and you're like, oh, this is unfair. No, it's not. You knew.
So did he get it? They packed it in Oklahoma not knowing.
It says on the thing, they returned to Oklahoma's thing. They were very upset. Husband's still there facing a 12-year sentence because the security allegedly found four rounds of hunting ammunition on his carry-on bag. Even weirder.
Four bullets.
Stranger to just toss that in and have them there. So we're trying to pack our board shorts and flip-flops. That's in Turks and Caicos, by the way. They're not here packing and then getting caught there. They were there and put it back in their bag.
That he used for his last hunting trip.
I guess. And he had a few stray bullets floating around in the suitcase. But that's not what she said. We were busy packing our board shorts and flip-flops and accidentally mixed in some ammo. Then they don't really get into anything else and start talking about another guy who's been down there in jail for a while for the same thing. Spent 8 nights, he only did 8 nights, in a local jail, the darkest, hardest times of my life. Knowing that your family is at home in pain while you're there. Possessing a gun or ammunition is completely prohibited on the islands. And tourists previously often able to just pay a fine, but they got real strict with it lately. If you're going to a foreign country, know their rule.
Yeah.
Simple as that.
It's hard.
I don't feel bad for you. This guy says, John, it goes deeper with TikTok. They can put algorithms in to influence what people see. It's called controlling media, in a sense. They're huge evidence. Those owners are controlling the material that's viewed by certain areas of the world. Direct influence. I could care less. I don't use it, but it's not regulated. And no way to do so because the government can't control it because China has. All right. But, again, I only ask, what else? It can't be just TikTok that China's got a couple other. Well, the DJI drones. I don't know if you've seen those. DJI. I have one. They're awesome. Cops use them like crazy. And now they're worried that because because you have to fly it through your phone app. So you download the DJI app, so now that's on your phone.
Yeah.
And you're basically doing surveillance for them. And the cops are like, this is the best product on the market. And I agree. That DJI drone I have is awesome. Tiny little guy. The camera work is ridiculously good. But the big ones that the cops have, that's all the same. Conan O'Brien's on his show right now on Netflix, and he uses the DJI drone all over the, and he talks about it. So that's another thing.
Yeah.
I don't know.
There's no escape.
I care more about John Jay's videos. That's influential to me. That you've got that old man dancing around for kids. And again, how about that? Let's start here. Let's start with the Holmberg's morning sickness rule. If you're a man listening right now and you've got TikTok, ban yourself from it. Can we start there? And then talk to Kirby.
If
have a
I
TikTok?
Can do it, you can do it.
Brady did it a long time ago through strict ridicule from other men who realized, you know what you're doing here is grooming children. That's not it. And then you kind of realized, if I do another dance here, who's watching? If you're dancing right now and realize midway through the dance, the only people interested in that dance are children, stop dancing. That's the deal. So let's start there today. We'll do our part. Brett, you don't have TikTok.
No.
Yeah.
No, my man.
If you're of drinking age and have a TikTok, let's shut her down today. If you're a mom and you've got TikTok and you love the, you know, the affirmation you get daily for how hot you are or what it is, move on to OnlyFans. That's good. I don't think TikTok's for anything other than like people being ridiculously unfunny most of the time.
Well, they're all, I mean, isn't the reason to try to go viral and make money with it?
Being Top Gun.
All right. The most recent TikTok video of John Jay is him applying his CPAP mask. And trying to be cool about it. Who's he showing that? Who?
I don't know.
Who else relates on TikTok?
Got enough.
For Brady doesn't. Tic-tac. You get the Tic Tac and you're watching that. If you're look at all the rest of it, it's just teenage kids, yeah. Koreans.
I was chilling.
Terrell, you got.
I don't know what that one's going to say. So
I
be careful
either.
With
be
that
careful
one.
With all of them.
Where's his videos at?
Yeah, I don't think if you've got it, you're just you're trying to get kids. That's it. Anyway, just strange. We're just in a strange time. There's another. There's a girl.
Funny.
My daughter's a bitch.
See, yeah. If you're going to call a young person an asshole on TikTok, I'm all for it. But yeah, we need to stop John Jay. That's the one, really. Let's. If you could email him today on behalf of us and just say, get off TikTok. It's Mr. Orange's haven is what it is. That's where Mr. Orange probably hung. Did Mr. Orange have a TikTok? I guarantee you he had a TikTok.
I guarantee it's gone by now.
Well, I bet you it probably was wiped out, but I bet you he had a TikTok. Anyway. Kirby doesn't have TikTok, or does she?
No.
No. Is she allowed to, or is she just not interested? You live
she
there.
She just not stopped. Interested, I obviously. Just know she has no interest in it.
Okay.
But I guess if she, you know, if she was, I'd probably say no.
You would say no to the TikTok. Yeah. Good move. Why? Because of guys like John Jay. It opens the door to, like, predator types that are doing funny. The last thing you want is her watching a 50-year-old guy putting a CPAP on going, that's just like my daddy. He seems safe. And then she contacts him. Next thing you know, she's at a weird strip mall eating corn dogs that are. You don't want that. Invite the predators into your house. Cancel your TikTok today. That's my message. I like it. If the government's going to ban it, you should ban it for yourself. And if you happen to be a man in your 30s, 40s, or 50s with a TikTok page, I highly recommend KDKB as a radio station. I don't want you. I don't want to be number one on your presets when the cops pull you over with the rubbers and alcohol for the 15-year-old whose house you're driving to.
Hi there.
Yeah. How you doing? Well, just listening to Holmberg's Morning Sickness. I got rubbers and a teddy bear and some beer. Where you headed? Well, the sophomore needed some help with his homework, so. Can I see your TikTok page? Are you Bone Zone 69? Yeah, that's my TikTok name. That's normal. There's a bunch of John Jay TikToks. Just delete that. I can't even look at it. It's creepy. It's just creepy.
Pretty good drip. I felt a little tickle in my throat, so I call Mike.
Oh, he's just getting free stuff on it. That's what he's doing.
John Jay's Morning Cup.
Yeah. Evidently, he's the worst.
How dare you say that?
Yeah.
Sorry to mean to insult you like that.
He makes Brady look like he overpays. We got a Rock Wars coming up in a little bit. Ban yourself from some stuff today. Be a good citizen. It's 98 KUPD.
Arizona's most powerful rock radio station. He said, fully erect. 98 KUPD. Still streaming. Holmberg's Morning Sickness. Online at 98kupd.com.
Just got an email from a guy right here. Ryan just emailed me and said, John, I was on TikTok. I'm 34 years old. I quit. Influence. I'm an influencer. I should be on TikTok. Good for you. 37. This guy says, I use TikTok to advertise my gaming channel on Twitch. I make money playing video games. I don't get it, but I'm thriving. A TikTok ban is going to put a tamper in the works. But like Vine and Musical.ly, another service will show up in a year or so and basically do the same thing TikTok's doing. We'll all be okay. I agree with that, too. I forgot about Vine. Vine was what I called the death of comedy. Vine was if Vine had taken off any more than it already did, that was when I started to make the prediction that we're a couple years away from pies in the faces. Because Vine was basically you had six to 10 seconds to make somebody laugh.
Any gags.
And they were slapstick, terrible, unfunny, premise-free, and people were losing their minds over Vine. And thank God that thing dropped dead, because eventually people are like, this isn't good. I can't want people stepping on rakes. All right. But yeah, I agree. TikTok. But we got a guy who quit already. And if we could only get the email from John Jay that says, you know what? You're right.
Never happened.
Grooming is bad. And I'm also against, but on the flip side, I'm also against the banning of things. I don't like that. Because then what's next? That they'll use as
if
safety.
If you ban that, why wouldn't you ban this?
Right. You got a whole bunch of things that are like, you know, content on Netflix and things like, you know, you don't know what it is. But plenty of people have emailed in and said that that's enough. I've gotten several of you posing as Mr. Orange saying it's the greatest thing that's ever been invented. And I actually appreciate that. But if we could just get John Jay to quit, if John Jay would step away from his TikTok, that's a win. That's a huge win for me. He's got to be he's older than me, right? He's got to be in his mid-50s.
He's got to be.
I don't know. He's prefabbed a lot.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I'm not saying that his exterior doesn't have new siding. I'm just saying internally he's aged. Like if you were to carbon date him, he'd be in his 50s. I know you can't
for sure
because his face has like 3-year-old parts and stuff. But
according to this on famousbirthdays.com, because he must have posted something for himself, he is 55.
Okay, yeah, that's a little older. That is far too old to have a TikTok page. Far too old. Way too, like by 40 years, you're too old to have a TikTok page. Yuck. If I was in charge of the world, I'd have people going door to door to guys who have TikTok pages and just rustling them, rounding them up. I would pull an old style Gestapo. Knocking on doors going, you got a TikTok page? Yeah. 50-year-old man? Yep. Get in the train. We're going to take you someplace else where you weirdo. And if you're advertising for your video game thing and you're making some money off of it, boy, I don't understand that at all. That doesn't make sense. But it's a thing. You'll find another way around it. TikTok. Yeah. John Jay's got to quit. Brett, you are in charge of this week's Rock Wars. Are you ready?
Sure.
You got something.
Yeah, I all think right? so.
Because you won with Kung Fu Fighting last week.
Slam dunk.
Couldn't have been better. My choice, too. I had it before you. I just didn't
great
get it.
Minds think alike.
God damn it. Anyway, go ahead, Brett.
All right. You know, since we're talking about John Jay quitting TikTok. You know, TikTok and all that kind of stuff, let's do a song that would, if you were forced to sit there and have to watch the John Jay TikToks, what would be that song that would be playing in your head?
A TikTok song for John Jay.
Yes.
If I was to
if
do,
you were forced to, obviously if, you're not going to want to do it by choice.
If I was to do
you
a
got one?
Pair, is he quitting? Oh, you're just looking at a picture of his weird pumpkin head. If I was to do a parody video of a John Jay TikTok.
Yes.
Okay.
Just basically describing what it's like
right.
watching a John Jay TikTok.
And by the way, to the NFL and also Channel 12, parody, when done as ridicule or joking in something, is P-A-R-O-D-Y. In the NFL, making teams even through the draft of worst to first kind of thing is P-A-R-I-T-Y. When you keep putting up banners on your station that say parody in the NFL, you're basically saying they're going to do some sketches of some things we're familiar with. You're not very bright. And I don't know what's going on at the Cronkite School of Journalism, but it seems like every night I watch the news, there's misspellings all over the place. And I ain't the brightest guy in the world, but if I'm catching it, whew, you need some editing down there, 12. Parody in the NFL. I'm like, oh,
John,
this sports guy's dumb.
John, I'm 38, and after listening to you, I deleted it. TikTok, that is. John, thank you for opening my eyes.
Another one, Brian. 37 and 38. Ban it from your own life, you perverts. That's what, again, it's what the world thinks of you when you say, you got to see my TikTok page. And you're a man in your 30s.
Imagine China dissecting John Jay's data.
Oh.
Maybe we should shut it down.
Scary manufactured man. Tell me about CPAP machine.
They build a robot to look like a pumpkin man. He cannot close his eyes.
Anyway, a song for John Jay. I hope he's going to get wind of this and just go crazy. All right, we'll do that. You want to help out Holmberg at 98KUPD.com. You can text 97936. We'll have results in just moments. It's 98.
A little bit of everything. I do some singing, some dancing, some chatting with the guests, the skits, the monologues, the comedy.
Holmberg's Morning Sickness.
Wonderful comedy.
It really is a lot of fun.
Holmberg's Morning Sickness.
It's time for the weekly battle of musical supremacy known as Rock Wars. And it's brought to you by our friends at Mo Money Pawn. Short or long-term collateral loans from $10 to over 100,000 American yen. No credit needed and top dollar paid with the entire process just taking several minutes. MoMoneyPawn.com.
A little late on that one.
Not sure why Brady does it in that voice, but without you, it sure is screechy. Needs that counter.
What do you need? It's
missing that.
Don't do that.
It's like that little part in a Bohemian Rhapsody.
Yeah.
I don't need, I don't want to hear all that. The song this week is to another guy emails Brett.
Yes.
Said his name is James. Says, I'm deleting it, the damn TikTok. And yeah, John, I'm older than you. You shouldn't have been on it. Another guy emailed and said, I think that if you have a TikTok page and you're a grown man, you should have to tell your neighbors about it door to door like a sex offender. I agree.
Wrong.
You don't have one, do you, Rich?
No.
Yeah, your son probably does.
Yeah.
It's almost time to get him off of it.
He doesn't post stuff to TikTok. He has
just
it so
watches
he can watch
the
it.
Videos.
Yeah, and that's a lot of what the kids do.
Mind numbing. Yeah. Like staring. Yeah. Like they're,
yeah, he's
they're
not
gone.
He's not a creator on TikTok.
No. In the Matrix, they had to plug in to make you a zombie. This one is just right in front of your face. This guy, Kyle, says, I wanted to hear if John Jay had heard that you're making fun of his TikTok page this morning, so I switched over to their station just in time to hear a story that he's planning on personally being the driver for his kid and the friends in a party van to take them all to prom. It's my God. I think John Jay's trying to high school kids.
Oh, Jesus.
That's not what I got out of it. But without the TikTok page, it would be like, all right, I would have defended him. With the TikTok page, I'm like, well, all things going according to plan then. He's lured in some teens. He's got them in a van. and he's going to drive him around. If I told you that scenario, you'd call the cops immediately. So I have a TikTok page. I'm going to tote some young teens around in my van for a little while. You'd be like, uh-oh. Brett, who would you like to go first?
Start it off. You're pretty confident.
Not necessarily confident, but I do feel that this is something that you guys won't expect. I don't know if it's going to be a winner, but I definitely feel like there's something to what I have. Now, we all know why John Jay makes us all a little bit uncomfortable, and we joke about it here and there, which is his face. He puts it way too close to the camera, and he's done so much work to it that it just doesn't look human anymore. He looks like a Cabbage Patch doll met a wizard and made an adult. And the only other person that has made me feel weirder just by looking at him, knowing there ain't something ain't right, is Hacienda healthcare worker Nathan Sutherland. And he had a great song called Fake Face. So I think it applies perfectly for the video I would do with John. Christian rapper Nathan Sutherland.
What you know about five? Got a red goat to get live. Never really got girls on my mind. I'm bald, but I don't even carry a nine. What's with these faking folks always claiming to have the most? I need everything, 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 but kind of gross.
I can totally picture John Jay dancing with that in the background, not knowing that it's the Hacienda Healthcare superstar Nathan Sutherland. Fake Face. Couldn't apply better. Back to you, Brett.
All right, Brady.
Mine's a little harsh. But I think it's a wake-up call for anyone 40 and over doing the TikTok.
That's pushing hard.
You have regret already by this thing title.
Oh, yeah. Because he's afraid he's going to get back to him.
Yep. In fact, you're going to feel this way.
Wait till you hear
it's
this
a Limp Bizkit douchebag.
Oh. It's on mine. I got this one.
Yeah. Yeah. You up.
Got a good one this week.
It's a good one, Brady.
You up.
I'm going to F you up. He's been on a Durst thing this morning. Started the day with Freddy, then ended the day with Freddy. You up. All right, Douchebag by The Biscuit.
Yeah. Right.
I like that one, too. So the Fake Face by Nathan Sutherland. We have Douchebag by Limp Bizkit. And if you were to invite me to that party, I don't know who I'd want to hang out with less. All right, go ahead, Brett.
To me, sitting there having to watch a John Jay video, and we've done it before, it's just, it's ridiculous. Painful. And anybody else that has to do it, it would be, you'd have to walk with me in hell. So this is a Lamb of God.
Oh.
Because that's all it is.
Walk with me in hell.
Yes.
Did you do this one already this year?
No.
Last year.
Well, last year.
Toledo.
Brave our blood.
See, this would just scare me.
Basically, take hold of my hand for you are no longer alone. Walk with me in hell, which would be watching a John Jay TikTok.
I think we all have the same theory.
Oh, yeah.
There you go. Walk with me in hell for the John Jay TikTok video.
Yes.
I chose Fake Face by Nathan Sutherland. Who I got an email from already that said, Heaven, yeah, thanks for playing my tune, John. Signed, Christian rapper Nate.
The Father Dale emailing yet?
Heaven, yeah.
Heaven, yeah, he says. Heaven, yeah! And Brady chose Douchebag by Limp Bizkit. You can vote now. 97936. Text the word wars. Place your vote there. You can text that way, or you can email me, holmberg@98kupd.com. You can call us. And be part of that last caller, or maybe a best of five if that comes down to it. 585-9800. So many ways to vote. So many things to vote for. Who will win Rock Wars this week as we ban TikTok in our own little way? It's 98KUPD.
A little bit of everything. I do some singing, some dancing, some chatting with the guests, the skits, the monologues, the comedy.
Wonderful comedy.
It really is a lot of fun.
Holmberg's Morning Sickness.
All right. Right in the middle of Rock Wars here. Today's topic, TikTok, of course, is the big story. And I don't care if it gets banned. I really probably think when we start banning things, I get nervous that those dominoes don't stop falling. But one thing I do think that should happen is little self-control. And if you're in your 50s or 40s or 30s, 20s, as a man, being on TikTok is like driving a windowless van around. Mainly, I'd like to see one man step away from it, and that is John Jay. Because it's bad enough that he's in his 50s and he talks to teen girls and their moms every morning. And that's something he does well. I'll give him that. I don't know how they do it. They do it all right. I couldn't. I think in all radio, that's the one thing I couldn't be good at is the teen mom station. Not teen mom, but teens and their moms.
Yeah.
Like that what they do for a living would creep me out trying to appeal to young girls. And then TikTok. I'd like to see John Jay step away from TikTok. Another one has checked in named Dolores.
Another one.
It's Dolores. I deleted my TikTok app because of you, 52-year-old woman, and I agree completely. Well, there you go. That's four for sure that have said, I don't need this. No. Why do you have it now? It's weird. Right now, the choices for John Jay's parody video or a song you'd like to hear on his Goodbye to TikTok or TikTok videos. Brett chose Walk With Me in Hell. Who was it?
Lamb of God.
Lamb of God. And Brady chose Douchebag by Limp Bizkit of God. And I chose Fake Face by Nathan Sutherland of God. So it all works out beautifully. It's all religious. Right now, go through the emails and it says, good morning, Chancellor. You are correct. Well, I think you and Brett had solid picks. I'm going to go with Brady this week. Not often the little fella actually tries and crushes in Rock Wars. He needs a little redemption this week for showing off that guy's butt crack on Instagram this weekend. That is true. He thought he was doing a nice thing, and the entire time he's doing a video, his guy's ass crack was out. This one says, Dave says, my vote is for Brady. I was like you at one time and thought I was... it was dancing teens, and I got caught with a fantasy football algorithm on my TikTok, which turned to music, movies, serial killers, conspiracies, religion, etc. Never posted anything, nor will I ever. But I do like that our government can't control it, even if China's does. Which, let's face it, fellas, they control a lot more than you know. Boy, we're getting into a rabbit hole. Also, never seen a teen dancing video, thank God. So Brady gets my vote. Well, if you have TikTok and you say you haven't seen teens dancing... I think you're lying. Brady's choice, solid for once. He is a douchebag. Just kidding. But I got to go with the guinea on this one, Brett. Boy, that was right. Just, and then he just threw you under the bus. This guy says I'm voting for Brady. Brady did very well. Voting for Wilford Brimley's son, Captain Diabetes. Probably Brady. I'm not going to go on my...
he's just taking a stab.
I'm going to go ahead and stab at that one and say it's possible.
Good guess.
This one says, all solid choices, so totally not going to harsh on anybody, not even the greasy Italian. I may need him to help me someday with a body. But, John, you win hands down. That song is hilarious. This is tight. Just give them to Pop Pop. This one says, going to tell John Jay that Brady called him a douchebag, but my vote's going to you and Nate. Nathan Sutherland winning Rock Wars. Wouldn't that be a thing? Nathan Sutherland wins his own award. Vote for Holmberg. Vote for Holmberg. I'm stoked for the. That's a different thing. I have to go with Brady on this one. Yeah, here we go. It's a man in his 50s trying to be a cool 20-year-old. That's called creep. The only thing he should be influencing is what box he's buried in. With that said, Brady, you nailed it. He's a douchebag. Pop Pop gets the vote. I can't believe I'm doing this. And that's how the emails ended. Pop Pop won.
Nice.
11-8 to only 2 for Brett, which is a legitimate rock song. It just got stomped. Yeah. Toledo, what do you got over there?
Right now on text, Brady's got 61% of the vote. So Kirby and her crew are active.
That's right. They're going. All right, let's do it. You got one through however. I'll
What's
pick a number.
Five?
All right, I'll go four. Number four on this list is the email. Brady's walked away with it. It is the Limp Bizkit.
Wow.
It was a good. I got to give it to him.
It was good.
It was good.
That's a great one.
Who helped you?
Nobody.
He's been on a Bizkit thing this morning. He saw an old video of Fred Durst in high school. And kind of blurted out of the thin air of quiet that I was trying to enjoy.
Durst when he was 17!
And then his speakers were up grandpa levels, and he just played the video.
I notice that every once in a while.
Oh, yeah, you hear it in the morning.
Oh, I turned it down.
No, you didn't.
Brady, sure
stop.
Did.
I can hear your nose over the goddamn Durst.
I don't think that's me.
Anyway, all right, you got it?
Yeah.
Right, you got the clean?
I got it.
Okay.
I don't know if I have the clean.
Oh, boy.
I got you it. Know you've got the clean.
I know I got the clean. All right, we'll go with
Brett.
Right, got Brett's there. Congratulations, Brady. This week's winner of Rock Wars. That's only two for the year, if I'm not mistaken.
Yep. You are correct.
It's not
Double
good.
Down.
It's not good. That's once every other month.
You're only four games behind.
On a roll.
You're paying rent? Winning Rock Wars like a 20-year-old pays rent every other month. All right, here we go. Fired off, Brett. It's Douchebag by the Biscuit.
Arizona's most powerful rock radio station.
He said, fully erect.
Still streaming. Holmberg's Morning Sickness. Online at 98kupd.com.
There you go. Closing in on U-Fest Friday night, and those guys are going to close it up for us. That is Offspring. Tickets available right now, 98kupd.com. Or you hang around and listen to Sean Knight, who's filling in for Larry today, and he might have some for you as well. Highly recommend calling Sean and flirting with him, fellas. You'll get your way.
He digs it.
Oh, yeah. Big fan. Uncomfortably. Big fan. I got an email from a guy that says, it's pretty funny. He goes, how come you guys, what's the beef with John Jay? Like, what's going on there? He said, I don't like him either, but I don't really care. Why do you guys? I'm like, it's just, it's competition. Taking a swing at the other station. You know, they've been around for a long time. You just take a poke at the competition now and again. And also, he's a little weird. He's, you know, I'm not afraid to say that out loud if it gets back to him. He's a little weird. I think he might know that. And the TikTok thing's off-putting. And the guy emails back. He goes, yeah, he is weird, dude. He looks like he's from another planet. His cubist wife. And I'm like, all right, now he's going. And the guy goes on and on about the whole family. He emails me like, what's the beef with John Jay? I don't understand.
He's checking it out. Boom. Making sure it's.
Then he just unloads on the whole family. John Jay's straight. I find it to be very strange to try to appeal to the youth that way, like teen girls in your 50s. Makes me uncomfortable. But he's good at it. He and that Richard are good at it. They sure have that figured out. I don't know how. It's time now for Brady to entertain us all. It's brought to you by our friends at ReactDefense.com. That is the home of Tactical Black. You know that by now. And, of course, I tell you constantly what you can be doing there. And I'll remind you right now that that weapons seminar coming up in June is not just available to people who are already part of React Defense, but you, the general public, can join up, and you can do it easier than ever. They'll give you a month of training, and you can get in on the seminar in June for the weapons defense, $199. And I say it all the time, you cannot beat that price. Cannot beat that price for the personal training that you get when you're there, the stuff you're going to learn while you're there, and all the other things that come with it. Just good people making sheepdogs on the street rather than a bunch of sheep wandering around helpless. That's what they do. And you can do it as a group activity as well, which is a really good idea. If you've got a few people at work, you're like, hey, three or four of us can get together. The more trained people you have at work, the more apt you are to be in a situation that stops something weird from happening. See that they just passed the Tennessee teachers can have guns now thing?
Salute.
You better hope they know what they're doing. That's the rule with that kind of stuff. Everybody's like, I got a weapon, I got higher force. Have you ever been trained with that weapon in higher force? One time through the 21-foot rule, and you'll realize, I need to work on having higher force. It's amazing how fast, A, it can be taken from you without retention training. B, how little time you have to decide to use it if it's holstered up and somebody's got a bad intention. Period. Go through it one time. Have somebody 21 feet away from you and know that they're going to attack you. And draw on time. Good luck.
Tennessee, might I recommend the long rifle training for them? There's going to be a lot of 12-gauge
sure. like
muskets.
And muskets. Yeah. And musket training's a little easier. That's a moving that big old phonograph
Still
out of your
you
face.
Need it.
Oh, absolutely. You don't want to go wander around with a musket and no training. You're gonna shoot your face off. Bad thing with a musket is you might live. Anyway, get on this thing and just make yourself better. ReactDefense.com. Brady Entertainment.
It sounds like Kanye West's Sunday services might not be happening anymore.
Yeah.
Just, he's talking about getting in the porn biz. Yeezy porn. He's working with a guy named Mike Mose, a veteran in the porn business, who's been a producer, casting director, and an art director over the years. Happens to be the ex-husband of Stormy Daniels.
Yeah. Also, I don't know who Bianca Censori is, the wife, or yeah. where she came from.
Yeah.
But I want to watch her get railed. So hopefully that happens on it. Because he doesn't seem like he cares too much about like, does is she not? Remember in the original Batman with Michael Keaton when the makeup made everybody a zombie?
Yeah.
Doesn't she kind of resemble that whole, like, something's going on?
I've only seen a few
She seems brainwashed. Like, they show her and she's just dead-faced. There's nothing there, but her body is, I don't even know if it's good. It's just extremely there. There's a lot of it, and it seems to be packed up in the right spots, but she looks like she's dead inside.
Arnold Schwarzenegger and Sylvester Stallone were asked a question. Do you have a Mount Rushmore of action heroes? Of course, they're on it.
Yeah, they put themselves on there.
Oh, they got it.
And the other two would join them. Arnold said...
Bruce Willis, I'm going to guess.
That was Sly's.
Oh, he chose Bruce. And Arnold would say, who else would be the great action hero? Bruce? I wouldn't go that guy.
Sly didn't pick Frank?
Yeah. He put Frank on Mount Rushmore.
Yeah, sure.
I got to go with my brother Frank. You know, who else would be on there? Hold on. Other action heroes that would work. I want to say Jason Statham, but no way.
Old school. Well,
who's the fourth?
Chuck Norris.
Josie Wales, the outlaw. Josie Wales.
Oh, Clint Eastwood. Of course. But I think of him as so much more than action movies. In fact, not even action movies.
He's had a lot of them.
But I mean, like, not the way they did them. His were more cerebral. He didn't have, like, action movie Clint Eastwood, you know.
He's just running around killing everybody.
Yeah,
running
and they're rebooting the Gauntlet.
He did westerns. The Gauntlet wasn't like an action movie. It just had a big.
Kind of a...
That was a Dirty Harry. That was a like almost specifically Clint Eastwood movie.
Patrick Mahomes will continue to turn down hosting SNL.
He doesn't want to do it.
Fear of the teleprompter.
Yeah.
Someone's got to tell me.
He can't read.
Flashcards.
Probably one of those ugly
ones. Because he's traumatized from the 2023 ESPY Awards speech that he still scarred from that.
Is the Gauntlet the one where the bus goes down downtown Phoenix?
Yep.
Oh, that's so cool.
And evidently they're rebooting it. They're going to.
They're going to blow up the Civic Center again?
Who was it? It was either Channing Tatum or.
I don't
know.
I
think he might be behind it. A photographer says Megan Thee Stallion made him watch her have sex with another woman. And now he's going to sue her.
Oh, it was that bad.
Yeah. He says Megan fat-shamed, verbally abused him, and underpaid him.
And then because boned of this, a girl in front
then,
of him?
Yeah, they were in the limo together in Spain. It was after they went out to dinner, and Megan said she just had sex with a woman in the back seat and says...
Of the limousine.
Of the limousine.
And he was, like, sitting in the other half of the limousine just witnessing it. Megan Thee Stallion isn't that bad.
And she said, don't tell anyone about this. But now he suffers from emotional distress.
What a pussy.
Mounting anxiety.
Man, what
depression.
Happened in
what
there?
A puss.
Physical distress. Toxic work environment.
Maybe they smelled.
Oh.
That would be the only... Because Megan Thee Stallion She's big, but she's put together pretty well.
Yeah, she's not like Lizzo big. Yeah.
Do you think he was saying, are you septic? Asked that
question
again.
Like yesterday. Ugh. No. And then the big story that broke this morning, Brady, is that Billie Eilish, great phrase that she had out there, the day she knew she was gay, her quote is, I just wanted my face in a vagina.
Good on her.
Thanks for you telling us that. Yuck. She said, I've been in love with girls my whole life, but I just didn't understand till last year when I wanted my face in a vagina. Last year?
Oh, so she was older than...
No, she knew her whole life that she liked it. But, she just didn't realize how much she wanted to dive in. And like I always say, your first time, feet first time, you could break your neck. Despite opening up about her sexuality, Billie's mad. It made headlines. It shouldn't matter. I was never planning on talking about my sexuality ever in a million years. Boy, you've opened up on that plan. That's a different approach.
Hopefully she shows the cans.
Now Phineas is going to have to tell his story.
He said, partly I like it because it's hot, but it also makes me have a deep, raw connection to myself and my body and have a love for my body that I never do. She pleasures herself regularly in front of a mirror.
OnlyFans is next for her.
I don't think I could finish.
Not going to happen.
Could you? Brady, I don't think you could finish beating off in front of a mirror.
I do it all the time.
Do you? I try to keep all the reflective surfaces
away. Funhouse mirrors.
I'm basically like a vampire when I masturbate. There can't be anything yeah, reflecting
real good
back.
Curvy one.
It's mirror. Terrible. Yeah, maybe a funhouse mirror. Brady could jerk off to the possibilities.
Whoa! What?
That's a thing? Yeah, she's got great big boobs.
Yeah.
Billie Eilish. And she's pretty. There's something oddly girl next door pretty about her.
Yeah.
Not there, she's not. That's just creepy.
That's her technique right there. She's showing
looks
her
like,
technique.
That looks like Brady finishing in a mirror.
That's not the funhouse mirror.
Yeah, we're all done. No, that's not fun at all for anybody. Yuck. It's a nut house mirror. We're done. You guys have yourselves a fantastic Wednesday. Sean Knight's going to fill in for Larry today. But don't let that stop you from harassing him constantly and trying to win stuff off the guy. He's new here for the weekdays. You're never here on weekdays.
No, not really.
He feels the pressure. You guys push him around, maybe bully him into giving you stuff. He's got U-Fest tickets. I happen to know he's got like 20 pairs, so bother him all day long. That's it. We're done. You guys have a good one. We'll see you tomorrow right here in the Morning Sickness. So long!
Arizona's most powerful rock radio station.
He said, fully erect.
98.3 FM.